It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-1. Line down to left field line in the air. Murphy over to the corner. Tanner reaches out, dives, and made the catch. Soaring through the sky. 1-0. Swing and a drive. Deep to left field. Ramirez to the berm. Grand slam home run. The Brooklyn Cyclones take a 9-7 lead.
First toss. Breaking ball clobbered. Deep to left field. Out to the wall. Gone.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
On a Friday night on historic Coney Island in Brooklyn, New York, the Cyclones aim to get back in the win column against the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Hey everyone, alongside my partner Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Thanks so much for being with us as we officially begin the back half of this six-game series between the Mets and Orioles High A affiliates. Tonight, Los Jefes de Brooklyn, officially, as the Cyclones are celebrating Copa de la Diversión. It will be celebrated throughout the 2023 season. So Brooklyn taking the field as their alternate identity, Los Jefes de Brooklyn. So Copa de la Diversión tonight at the ballpark on Cinco de Mayo. And Justin, a Cyclones team, or a Jefes team, should say, that is trying to get back in the win column after a night to forget, to put it lightly, on Thursday. Aberdeen 9, Brooklyn zilch, as the Ironbirds clubbed 5 home runs en route to that victory. Now, if you're looking to find a positive and take that glass half full approach for Brooklyn, well, there was one, and it was the starting pitcher Blake Tidwell, the top arm in the Mets system, 5 2/3, 2 hits, 3 runs, struck out 10 Aberdeen batters. Justin, the only hits he gave up were homers, so Tidwell, not bad by any stretch, but the Cyclones still falling 9-0.
Yeah, and was talking with Victor Ramos a little bit earlier today, and part of what he said is that, you know, he made the right pitches. The balls that were hit out were, you know, his best pitch, just a good piece of hitting by Aberdeen's guys to get it out of the ballpark to straightaway left field. So overall, Tidwell, very impressive. You know, 10 strikeouts, most by a Cyclone overall in almost a full year since last July. Carson Seymour and Dom Hamill doing it on the road and at home, respectively. And Tidwell just continuing to get better and better as the season has rolled along. And honestly, I'd say most importantly for the right-hander is just continuing to show good mental fortitude, giving up those home runs. Struggled at the start of the game last week against Jersey Shore, but able to bounce back from those lumps and able to return and continue to pitch at a high level is exactly what the Mets want to see. It's what prospect prognosticators want to see. And despite maybe the numbers through the first couple of starts this year for Tidwell not being exactly how fans might have imagined, the raw numbers and the raw details for Tidwell have been very good.
In what was his home debut a night ago right here at Maimonides Park. And now the Cyclones try to get back in the win column. You get the sense if they're going to do just that. Leading off and playing center field, Alex Ramirez will need to be a big reason why. Ramirez, who comes in to Friday night's contest carrying a 15-game on-base streak. Now, it comes with the caveat, Justin. He's only 1-for-9 this week since the Ironbirds have come to town, but he's impacted the game in other ways, even if he's not necessarily swinging the hottest of sticks.
Yeah, and one of the things that's got to be impressive if you're a Mets fan following Alex Ramirez during the streak, you mentioned the 1-for-9 in the series, but still has a wins, runs created plus of 122 during that 15-game on base streak he has entering play tonight. So that's about 22% better than the league average during the course of that streak. So even though Ramirez maybe 1-for-4 during a bunch of the games during this streak, still, as we talked about during the in-house pregame show here at Maimonides Park, impacting the game in other ways. We saw a couple of great defensive plays in center field, going back, going in on the ball. So a lot to like from Alex Ramirez. And just like we talked about during the course of the series with Jackson Holliday, he's only 20 years old, still has so much room to grow both physically and mentally. And you have to like what you've seen from Alex Ramirez so far this year in both assets of the game.
And just a single point percentage behind Stanley Consuegra for the highest batting average on this Brooklyn team. Consuegra at 274, Ramirez right there knocking on the door at 273. Ramirez, as I mentioned, leading off playing center. We'll get you your full starting lineups coming up here on our Cyclone pregame show. Before we do that, though, we'll give you the pitching matchup tonight for Brooklyn, the right-hander Cam Foster making the start for the Cyclones in what is his fifth appearance, but only his third start of the summer thus far. So Foster carries an ERA just to tick over a 5.5 into tonight's contest against Aberdeen. On the flip side, it's Trace Bright, the righty arm, two righty arms tonight as far as the starting pitchers are concerned. Bright, the former Auburn product, tries to get his season going in the right direction after his last outing, where he didn't even make it out of the first inning in a start he made on the road against Wilmington. So it's Foster versus Bright as Aberdeen goes for back-to-back victories. Brooklyn trying to start a second win streak of this six-game set against the Ironbirds. Brooklyn and Aberdeen, Cyclone pregame show rolls on after this.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Back here on the Cyclone Radio Network, it's the Cyclones pregame show. My name's Johnny Gadamowicz, getting you set for Brooklyn and Aberdeen on this Friday night from Maimonides Park, just moments away from first pitch with my compañero, Justin Rock. All right, let's get you tonight's starting lineups between the 8-14 Ironbirds and 8-12 Cyclones. First, for the visiting Ironbirds, leading off Max Wagner. He plays third base. Tough day for Wagner yesterday. Went 0-5 with 3 strikeouts. After him, Jackson Holliday in the two hole, as he's been all week. Holliday, of course, the son of 7-time Major League All-Star Matt, playing shortstop. Then Dylan Beavers, the right fielder, hits third. Beavers, another 0-for yesterday. 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts. Silas Ardoin catches today. He's the cleanup hitter. Ardoin received the day off yesterday, did not catch. Then Frederick Bencomé is the designated hitter. Ben Cosme is the designated hitter in the five spot today. Did not play yesterday. In fact, has not played yet in this series. So the first time this week we'll see him. Moving right along in this Aberdeen lineup, Isaac Baloney, the left fielder, hitting sixth. Then Max Costas bats seventh and plays third base. It was Costas who left the ballpark not once but twice yesterday. Baloney just before him in the sixth spot also homered in that game as well. As did the eighth batter today, Luis Valdez. Valdez's solo shot. He plays center field. And Arizona Plasencia rounds out the Aberdeen batting order in the ninth spot. Plasencia just 1-for-15 with the Ironbirds thus far this season. And if you missed earlier when we hit on our probables for tonight, Trace Bright, the righty arm, is the expected probable for Aberdeen. Bright, four starts this summer, a 5.79 ERA, an 0-2 record with 19 strikeouts to 8 walks in only 9 innings and change. Now we'll get you Chris Newell's starting lineup for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Again, if you're just joining us, it is Copa de la Diversión night here at Maimonides Park. So the Cyclones taking the field as Los Jefes de Brooklyn rather than the Cyclones. And that lineup tonight for Brooklyn sounds like this. Alex Ramirez leading off, playing center field. Alex 0-for-3 yesterday, but mentioned earlier, does carry a 15-game on-base streak into tonight's contest. Then Kevin Parada hitting second. He does the catching. William Lugo after him bats third and plays shortstop. Stanley Consuegra cleaning up today out in right field. Then Jalen Palmer back in the lineup. Didn't see Jalen yesterday after the day off. Palmer playing left field. So if you've been with us all season long, you know perhaps how that could alter this Brooklyn outfield, but more on that later. Then hitting sixth, it's Chase Estep. Good to see Chase back in the lineup tonight. He bats sixth and plays first base. In the seventh spot tonight, Omar De Los Santos. Omar doing the DHing today. So a day off in the field for De Los Santos, with Palmer taking his usual spot out in left. Then batting eighth, it's Mateo Gil, the third baseman, and Justin Guerrero rounding out the Brooklyn batting order. He bats ninth and plays second base. So the Cyclones without a couple of regulars tonight. Night off for Joe Swazi, night off for Cesar Berbessi, and no Drake Osborne either. Osborne, a catcher who has done some DHing as well throughout the week. The starting pitcher tonight for Brooklyn is the right-hander Cam Foster. Foster, someone who has been used as a starter and reliever this year, but really embodies himself more as a starting pitcher, making his third start of the summer in his fifth appearance. These two starting pitchers will try to get their seasons going in the right direction, each of them with an ERA hovering over five. So Bright and Foster will try to lower their respective numbers. Cam, an 0-2 record, 11 strikeouts to 9 walks in 14 innings and change. Foster versus Bright, Cyclones versus Ironbirds, and we can't wait to get the weekend underway with you here from Maimonides Park. It all comes up after these messages on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Pally Live app.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster.
Yes!
With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Beautiful rendition of our national anthem on this Friday night. Justin Rock alongside my partner, or should I say compadre, on this Friday night as the Brooklyn Jefes, Los Jefes de Brooklyn, get ready to make their 2023 season debut tonight as they take on the Aberdeen Ironbirds. Let's take another quick look at the starting lineup for Aberdeen. For those of you that missed it when Johnny gave it during the pregame show, Max Wagner leads off at third. Jackson Holliday, the shortstop in the two spot. Dylan Beavers, right fielder, bats third. Silas Ardwan back in the lineup. He'll clean up and bat in the four spot. Frederick Bencosme has returned to the lineup for Aberdeen. He'll bat fifth and DH tonight. Isaac Belloni homered yesterday. He bats sixth and left. Max Costas homered twice. He'll hit seventh and play at first. Luis Valdez homered for the first time this year yesterday. He bats eighth and center. And Arison Plasencia, a late add to the Aberdeen lineup, bats ninth. At second base, Cam Foster making the start for the Cyclones tonight. Foster standing at 6'5", 225 pounds, 24 years old from Houston, Texas. The Mets' 14th round pick last year out of McNeese State University in Louisiana. Foster, 0-2 record. This is fifth appearance and third start as a 5.52 ERA. So we are just about ready to get baseball underway tonight as Max Wagner digs into the box from the right-hand side. Wagner is ready. Foster is ready. The wind, our first pitch of the night, is fouled straight back to the padded wall. And the count 0-1 as we're underway at 7.04 Eastern. Wagner hitting a buck 43, 11 for 77. Two homers, seven RBIs. The righty's 0-1. And a slow arcing breaking ball drops in for a strike. And Foster jumps ahead 0-2. Sun shining right now. Blue skies up above, some clouds off towards Surf Avenue along the third base line. The 0-2 pitch. Wagner lays off down and away. And the count moves to 1-2. Right now, 55 degrees on Coney Island, according to AccuWeather. About 56 degrees in the sunshine. Foster from the extreme first base side of the mound, the 1-2. Fastball outside at 93. It is two balls and two strikes. Foster coming into play the night. 14 and two-thirds innings, 14 hits, 9 walks, 11 strikeouts. As that pitch missing down and away, squirts by Parada. And from 0-2 to 3-2 on Wagner, the leadoff batter. Foster, best outing of his pro career Wednesday afternoon last week against Jersey Shore. One run on three hits over a career-high 5 2/3. The payoff pitch, low and away for ball four. So Max Wagner shows off his keen eye and battles back from behind in the count 0-2 to work a leadoff walk. Brings up Jackson Holliday in his second series with the Ironbirds. Joined the team last week while they were in Wilmington. And the 19-year-old takes a breaking ball on the or off the inside corner. And the count 1-0. Holliday started in Delmarva, now here in Aberdeen. Takes a fastball up and away. Make that now six straight that have missed for Foster. It is 2-0. Holliday, 3-for-13 in this series. Does have a double. Throw back to first, and Wagner able to sprawl back in safely. Holliday, 1-for-4 last night. Walked and stole a base. Runner goes, first pitch up and away, throw down by Parada, not in time, and couldn't be held onto by William Lugo at short. It's a stolen base for Max Wagner. It's 3-0 on Holliday. And the Ironbirds have a man in scoring position and nobody out.
We saw stolen bases really rear its ugly head as a problem for this Brooklyn pitching, Brooklyn defense yesterday. Luis Valdez stole his way around the base paths to score a night ago.
3-0, and Holliday gets the green light. Comes up empty on an elevated fastball. It is 3-1. Wagner at his sixth stolen base of the season. 3-1 from Cam. Fastball hits the inside corner. And from 3-0 to 3-2. Holliday has reached in all 22 games he's played this year. 337 average, 3 homers, 18 RBIs between the two levels. The payoff pitch. Breaking ball softly hit to short. Tough play for Lugo. Gathers low throw, not in time. That ball just hit too softly for the Cyclones infield to have a real good play on it. Wagner was going to advance to third regardless. And so a walk and an infield base hit. Puts runners at the corners and nobody out at the top of the first.
Yeah, that was a tough play regardless of who's running, but combine the slow hit ball with Holliday, who has plus speed. That's a real tough ask for William Lugo at shortstop.
Talking to some scouts throughout the course of the week, some have picked up 4-1 times on Holliday running from home to first base. Elite speed. Or Jackson Holliday, although I remember Matt's career pretty well. It was my adolescent life. I don't remember Matt being as fast as Jackson was, or is, I should say. Pitch to Dylan Beavers, stepping up for the first time tonight. Takes a fastball at the knees, and the count 0-1. Beavers 0-for-3 last night, walked a couple of times. 241 on the year, 2 homers, 6 batted in. OPS over 800. The 0-1. Fastball low, and it's even, 1-1. Umpiring crew tonight behind the plate calling balls and strikes is Stephen Craze with Christian Argueza on the bases. Lights flickering on here in Brooklyn. The 1-1. Swing and a miss at Beavers leaning, and it's 1-2. Wagner at third, Holiday at first. Nobody out in the visiting half of the opening frame. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball just a bit high. Good spot from Foster. Totally fooled the batter. But Beavers couldn't pull the trigger. Neither did the home plate umpire, Craze. And it's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. From the stretch, runner goes from first. Beavers hits it in the air. Down the left field line at foul ground. Palmer long run, and that will bounce right in front of that side fence, separating the field of play from the loading dock. And it stays at 2-2 on Dylan Beavers. Final night game of the series tonight. Brooklyn will play afternoon games tomorrow and Sunday. 2 o'clock starts against the Orioles affiliate. The 2-2 on the outside corner. Got him looking. Strike three. Painted gorgeously. 94 on the outside black. First strikeout tonight for Foster. And there is one down in the top half of the first inning.
Painting the corner strikeout brought to you by our friends at Luck and Solo Paints. Be sure to visit their stores in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction.
Runners at the corners and one out now. Throw over to first. The tag by Estep, not in time. Outstanding move from the right-hander Foster. And very nearly caught Holiday leading. Saw that pickoff move in action last week in Lakewood. So Silas Ardoin, the batter, did not play last night. And the first pitch he sees today, fastball on the outer half at 92. It's 0-1. Ardoin, 1-for-4 on Wednesday, hitting at 214 on the year, a homer, 7 RBIs. The 0-1, line sharply but foul down the right field line towards the boardwalk. It is 0-2. Defensively for the Jefes tonight, left to right in the outfield, Jalen Palmer, Alex Ramirez, and Stanley Consuegra. Third to first around the infield, Mateo Gill, William Lugo, Justin Guerrera, and Chase Estep, with Kevin Parada doing the catching behind the plate. The 0-2, breaking ball, misses up and in. And it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Omar De Los Santos getting the half day off as the DH. Cross step towards third for Foster. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball again high. Parada trying to frame it there for Craze. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Foster already up at 22 pitches in the first. Both legs bent as he leans in for the side. Righty's 2-2, runner breaks from first, fastball high. Parada couldn't find the handle and decides to hold on to it. Stolen base for Jackson Holiday, the count full on Silas Ardoin. And there are now men at second and third and one out. Double play no longer in order. For Holiday, that is 6th stolen base of the season. Full count on Ardoin. The third already in 4 batters tonight. The payoff pitch, line drive, right field sinking fast, and that's going to get in for a base hit. One run scores. Consuegra has a cannon of an arm out there in right. The throw in cut off at first base by Estep. That forces Holiday to hold up at third. It's an RBI single for Silas Ardoin, his 8th RBI of the year. And Aberdeen takes a 1-0 first inning lead.
Well, we didn't see Ardoin in the lineup yesterday for Aberdeen, someone who has always been more applauded for his defensive abilities, but make no mistake, he can barrel up a ball as well and making Foster pay here early.
A lot of catchers. I feel like that's one position in baseball as Victor Ramos out to have a talk with Foster as the Brooklyn bullpen has to start getting loose with Foster up at 24 pitches with one out in the opening inning. And on the corners, one out for Aberdeen. Frederick Bencosme will be the batter.
Ruby Man,
So the Cyclones, or the Jefes tonight, have action already out in Wright. But Ardoin, ranked as the number 30 prospect in the Orioles system. As Ben Cosme lays a bunt down third baseline, it's going to stay fair, and there's no play anywhere. Gill picked it up as it rolled along the brown-shaded turf up along the third baseline. Ben Cosme feeling all right. He's got an infield bunt base hit, and they're now loaded with one out.
Well, Aberdeen doing a lot of little things right in this inning. Keen base running, stealing a couple of bases. Ben Cosme perfectly placing that bunt down the third baseline, and all of a sudden, a big spot here early for Foster.
Isaac Bologna had a two-run home run to left center last night, left a dent on the left-hand side of the video board. And he takes a called strike from Foster. It's 0-1. Bologna hitting .218, two homers, six RBIs. Native of the Virgin Islands. The 0-1. Curveball spins in for a called strike two. Bologna, 2-for-9 in this series. Both hits, a double and a homer, has brought in three. Holiday at third, Ardoin at second. Ben Cosme at first, one out. And Aberdeen leading by a run. The 0-2. On the inside, corner, strike three calls. Took something off at 87. Second strikeout tonight for Cam. Two out in the first for one of the stars for last night from Aberdeen, Max Costas.
And a big one at that for Foster. If you're Bologna, all you got to do there is just put the ball in play and try and make something happen. But Foster sits him down in short order.
That pain in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. As the first pitch to Costas, tried to stick his elbow out there to get hit by the breaking ball, but ends up taking a strike. It's 0-1. Visit Lock and Solo Paints in Brooklyn and the Bronx for liability, convenience, and satisfaction. The righty's 0-1. This fouled back towards the press level. It's off the facade down at the third level. And Foster jumps ahead 0-2. That Cam's 30th pitch of the opening inning. Aberdeen a run in on the Ardoin single to right. Righty ready, the 2 or the 0-2. Costas in the air, left field. Back goes Palmer at the warning track at the wall. And Costas has done it again. For the third time in the last 2 days, Max Costas has sent one out beyond the wall and left. His third home run in Aberdeen this season. And just like that, the Ironbirds have a 4-0, or rather a 5-0 first inning lead. A grand salami for Max Costas is going to end the afternoon for Cameron Foster. Cam visibly frustrated as he walks out beyond the pitcher's mound, out towards second base. And with his pitch count at 31, Newell out of the dugout, going to make a pitching change to try and protect the arm of the 24-year-old right-hander. Get you the name of the new arm coming in when we come back. Aberdeen has laid a 5-spot on the board in the first. They lead 5-0 with two out on the Jefes Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
A short day of work for Cam Foster, who goes just two-thirds of an inning, allows five runs all earned on four hits, two strikeouts and a walk. And now on into this ball game for Brooklyn, Manny Rodriguez, with Brooklyn trailing 5-0 here in the top of the first. And the number eight batter, Luis Valdez, set to come to bat for the first time tonight, Justin.
A frustrating night for Cameron Foster, very similar to what we saw from Ramon Gomez on opening day. First pitch to Luis Valdez, taken low for ball one. That being it, because of the pitch count, Foster was removed. In a perfect world, Chris Newell and Victor Ramos would have left him out there to fight through it. Fastball down and in. It's 2-0 on Valdez. But still minor league baseball. Still need to protect the futures of these talented players. And the Mets still have big thoughts for the right arm of Cam Foster. Don't want him to get hurt trying to get out of the opening inning. Over pitching as Valdez takes a called strike. It's 2-1. Rodriguez, first appearance for him in the series, making his sixth outing of the year. 1-1, 169 ERA. Here's the 2-1. Fastball down by the shins. And the count, 3-1. Valdez hitting at 200. Homer, 7 RBIs. And home run coming last night from the right-hand side of the plate. The 3-1 from Manny. Fouled back behind the dish. And the count full at 3-2. Rodriguez, 10 2/3 innings, does have a save. Just four hits allowed. Has walked 5 and struck out 8. Converted to being a pitcher mid-season last year. The payoff pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner. Strike 3. And Rodriguez comes out of the bullpen, strikes out the lone man he faces to get the Jefes out of the first. But Aberdeen strikes for 5 runs on 4 hits. The big blow, a grand slam by former Maryland Terrapin Max Costas. We are through a half an inning. Aberdeen 5, Brooklyn coming to bat on the Jefes Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Hi, this is Kevin Parada from Pasadena, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, Trace Bright has to be thrilled with how the first half of this game has gone. At least the first half of the first inning. Aberdeen a 5-0 lead before he can even take the hill. So Bright will get the start tonight for Aberdeen, former Auburn Tiger. Bright standing at 6'4", 199 pounds, will turn 23 in October from Montgomery, Alabama. Quick look at these rather Jefes lineup tonight. You missed it on the pregame show. Alex Ramirez, Kevin Parada, William Lugo, the top third of the order. Stanley Consuegra, Chase Estep. Rather Jalen Palmer than Chase Estep. The heart as the first pitch to Ramirez taken for a called strike at 0-1. De Los Santos, Gill, and Guerrero round out the order. As Ramirez takes another called strike. And he's quickly behind 0-2. Bright working quickly. Here's his 0-2 pitch. Fastball at the knee, strike three called. Three pitches, three strikes, and one out for Trace Bright in the home half of the first inning.
How about that? Going right at Alex Ramirez, too, normally. Would figure he'd at least waste one or two, try and get Ramirez to bite, but all pitches in the zone, all pitches Ramirez has put in play before, but Bright wins that battle.
First pitch to Kevin Parada, fouled back, it's 0-1. Came up, saw three pitches, and took three strikes. A rare at-bat like that for Alex this year. Parada hitting 247, a homer, five batted in. And he's laid on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 0-2. Bright coming into play tonight for Aberdeen. Making his fifth start of the season today. 0-2, a 5.79 ERA, eight hits allowed, and nine and a third. The 0-2, swing and a foul tip into the glove of Ardoin for strike three. So Bright has thrown six pitches tonight and has two strikeouts already. Brings up William Lugo. Was hitless last night, 0-4. Bright, eight walks, 19 strikeouts. At nine and a third innings entering play today as Lugo a line drive right field. There's the Cyclones' first hit of the night. Lugo rounds first, stops there. And Brooklyn a two-out base runner in the first. So much for a potential immaculate inning for Trace Bright.
I was going to say, Bright trying to do his best former Cyclone Colin Holderman impression after Holderman did it yesterday at the major league level with the Pirates. But all for naught, Lugo puts a wrench in that plan.
102 miles an hour on the line drive base hit for Lugo. Stanley Consuegra digs in, and he chases one down and away. Bright took something off. It is 0-1. Consuegra entering play today. Hitting at 274, four homers, 15 RBI. And Ardoin receives it low. It is 1-1. Defensively for Aberdeen, left to right of the outfield, Isaac Baloney, Luis Valdez, and Dylan Beavers. Lugo leads off first. A long set for Bright. Now the 1-1. Consuegra, a sharp ground ball to third, backing up on it, Wagner. Crow hop, throw to first in time to end the inning. Nicely done by Max Wagner, who has split his time between third and second in the series. So William Lugo picks up a two-out hit, but the Jefes can't do anything with it. We are through one, 5-0 Aberdeen on the Jefes Radio Network and the Valley Live.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you on the Jefes Radio Network. Brooklyn Jefes on this Copa de la Diversión evening. Aberdeen, though, a 5-0 lead. Scored 14 runs in their last 10 innings. Scored 9 last night, 5 in the first tonight. Erison Plasencia was the lone Iron Bird that did not come to bat in the first. A late add to the lineup today, and he swings and misses through a fastball down at 90. It is 0-1. Plasencia 0-3 on Wednesday night. struck out, made the start at second base. Just 1-for-15 on the year. The 0-1. And Plasencia taps one on the ground to short. Charging Lugo, transfer low, throw dug out on the backhand by Estep. And there is one away in the top of the second. Brings up the top of the lineup, and Max Wagner walked, stole a base, and scored on the Ardoin line drive to right in the first. Brooklyn tonight wearing the Hefe's navy blue uniforms. Hefe's arched across the chest in gray. Brooklyn written in baby blue lettering and small print right above it. First pitch, the righty Wagner down and away for ball one. Light blue, stencil numerals front and back on that navy top. White pants, Rodriguez has them down to his ankles. Red and gold trim along the side. 1-0 to Wagner, taken high and tight. And it's now two balls, no strikes. Brooklyn tonight, navy cap, navy bill. That matching baby blue, interlocking BC logo on the front. The 2-0, change up on the outside corner at 76. And it's 2-1 on Max Wagner. Reigning ACC Player of the Year at Clemson. The 2-1 from Manny. Beautiful breaking ball. Dropped off the table. Wagner couldn't connect. And Rodriguez ahead in the count. Rather evens the count at 2-2. Manny drafted by the Mets out of the University of Cincinnati, a Brooklyn native. The first several years of his pro career as a shortstop. The 2-2. Hard line drive. Nice fielding job by Gill to his left. Throw to first. Dug out again by Estep on the backhand. Outstanding job on both ends of the diamond. Gill on the hard one-hop line drive. And then the pick on the other end of the diamond by Estep.
Chase Estep can pick it, folks. Haven't seen a ton of Chase at first base so far this season, but flashing that leather.
Beautifully done by Estep, getting the start at first tonight. Brings up Jackson Holliday, who takes high for ball one. Holliday singled, stole a base, and scored on the Costas grand slam last inning. A 1-0. Off speed, missing outside. And it's two balls and no strikes. Mentioned Jackson Holliday's great speed so far to start his first full professional season, the 2-0. And Rodriguez fires one in the dirt. It's three balls and no strikes. Holliday has just done a marvelous job so far in his pro career, showing an advanced eye at the plate. Almost twice as many walks as he has strikeouts. A 3-0 is low for ball four. There's another walk. So Holliday reaches base for the second time today. Has now reached in all 23 games he has played this season. One on and two out for the right fielder, Dylan Beavers. Struck out against Foster in the first. And a Cal Berkeley Beavers rests his bat on his back shoulder and fouls the first pitch behind the plate off the facing of the upper deck. And it's 0-1. Leaving a dent right above the glass windows of a suite. Bouncing back down into the lower seating bowl where someone just picked themselves up a souvenir. Throw back to first, low. Another clean job by Estep on the bounce. Keep Holliday at first base. And now they're going to call a balk on Rodriguez. That gives Holliday second. Chris Newell out of the first base dugout looking for an explanation from Stephen Craze. Craze gives Newell what he saw. And Newell will grimace and head back to the first base dugout. So a runner in scoring position for Dylan Beavers. The 0-1 on the outside corner. And Rodriguez jumps ahead 0-2. Beavers been a bit of a funk offensively. Last five games, just 2-4 his last 18. Orioles number 11 prospect, according to Baseball America. The 0-2. Beavers golfs one down the right field line, hooking towards the bullpen, foul. It's high off the netting and rolls into foul ground along the right-hand side. And it'll stay a no-ball, two-strike count. Beavers, deemed one of the best power hitters, one of the best athletes. Last year's Orioles draft class. Looks like a good one through the first couple of months of 2023. The 0-2, Beavers fights it off the handle, off the facing of the third level, and it stays at 0-2. Skyline across the horizon on Coney Island as there's a fan picks up a free souvenir and a little dance to go with it. Not to mention the free souvenir they got, the Sugar Skull Cap giveaway. First 1,000 fans tonight as Beavers watches that miss off the plate in. It is 1-2. Aberdeen a 5-0 lead. All five of their runs in the first on an Ardoin line drive single and a grand slam by Costas. 1-2. Beavers a foul ball up the first baseline. We'll do it again. Beavers, talk about two-way players. Rodriguez started as a position player, now a pitcher. Beavers was originally recruited to Cal as a two-way player. 1-2. Another foul ball fought off this time towards the third base concourse. Next pitch will be the eighth of this at-bat. Holiday at second, walked and advanced on a balk. 1-2 for Manny. Beavers tomahawks one into right field. That one's down for a base hit. Holiday rounds third. Throw in by Consuegra, cut off by Estep. It's an RBI single for Dylan Beavers, his seventh run batted in this season, and Aberdeen has a 6-0 second inning lead. .97 off the bat on the line drive by Beavers. And Aberdeen's offense continuing to fire on all cylinders after really being hamstrung the first two games of this series. As Ardoin chases one down and away. Off speed from Rodriguez, it's 0-1.
That Beavers single, actually the first hit Manny Rodriguez has surrendered since coming into this ballgame. Got the final out in the first and retired the first two of this frame before walking Holiday.
A throwback to first with Beavers dancing off the bag. Dylan able to get back. Ardoin, line drive, RBI single to right his last time up. We're mentioning prospect more known for his defense than his bat, but this is a hard line drive to left. Diving is Palmer towards the line, can't make the catch. Beavers heads to third. He'll get the windmill around. Relay throw to the plate by Lugo, not in time. Parada's throw to third will be in time to get Ardoin to end the inning. But Silas Ardoin now with a double, a single, and two RBI tonight. As Aberdeen adds two more to their advantage, they lead 7-0 after an inning and a half. We head to the home second. You're watching on Bally Live and listening on the Jefes or Cyclones, depending on your choice, radio network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hola, soy César Berbesi de la ciudad de Maracay, Venezuela, y está escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Headed to the bottom half of the second inning. Brooklyn trying to get their offense in gear. They have a lot of work to do as they trail 7-0 going to the home half of the second inning. Five in the first, two in the second for Aberdeen. Trace Bright needed just 10 pitches to get through the first. And his first toss to Jalen Palmer, taken for a strike, it's 0-1. Palmer had the night off yesterday. Swings and misses. Off speed at 75. It is 0-2. Palmer coming into play today, hitting at 219, a homer, 8 RBI. Righty's 0-2. Struck him out swinging. Three strikeouts tonight for Trace Bright. All three have been on three pitches. One down in the home second for Chase Estep. Estep last played on Tuesday was 0-3 with a strikeout. 2-4-43 on the year. Attacks the first pitch. Skies one to left. Towards the line goes Bologna, ranging into foul ground. A step or two there makes the catch. And Estep retired for the second out. Four pitches, two outs for Bright in the second, sends up Omar De Los Santos. Omar hitting at 203, a homer, four RBIs. Aberdeen tonight wearing the powder blues. First pitch to De Los Santos outside for ball one. Ironbirds and white script lettering across the chest, white numerals front and back with an orange border, the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball ripped by him at 93. It's 1-1. Gray pants. Bright has him all the way down to his ankles. Black and white Nike cleats. The 1-1. Curveball missing low. 2-1 now on De Los Santos. Royal blue cap, royal blue bill. With that Curl Day logo and the Iron Bird plane through the middle. Swing and a miss. High heater at 94. And it's even at two balls and two strikes. Two-two pitch. Fouled away to the screen. And we'll do it again at two balls and two strikes. Bright out of Auburn had a similar start to what we saw from Cam Foster tonight, his last time out, really his last two times out. And a much different arm tonight, the 2-2. Anthony, strike three called. Four strikeouts tonight through seven batters for Trace Bright. Has thrown just 20 pitches through two innings. Two innings in the books here from Coney Island. Ironbirds lead the Jefes 7-0 on Valley Live in the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey guys, here at Baikal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Baikal, you've always got a pal.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Been a bumpy first two innings tonight for Brooklyn. Aberdeen, 7 runs on 6 hits. They have a 7-0 lead. Frederick Bencosme, Isaac Belloni, Max Costas. The 3-2 up for Aberdeen in the third as we hand the play-by-play over to my partner, Johnny Gadamowicz.
Thank you, Justin. Rocky start, to say the least, for Brooklyn. Aberdeen 7, Cyclones zilch as we enter inning number 3 from Maimonides Park. The Ironbirds a 5 spot in the first. Already chase starter Cam Foster out of this game. He lasted only 2/3 of an inning. Surrendered 5 earned runs on 4 hits. Since then, Manny Rodriguez has come on in relief. Pardon me. And Rodriguez retiring, or rather allowing 2 runs in the second inning. So it's 7-0 as we enter the third frame. Frederick Bencosme up to bat, and the first pitch to him is a breaking ball that misses low for ball one, and it's 1-0 the count now to Bencosme. Frederick's first appearance of this series so far. Rodriguez into his wind, he deals. The 1-0 misses down and in, and it's 2-0 now to the Aberdeen designated hitter. 1-for-1 today, a single. Later came around to score on a grand slam off the bat of Max Costas, due up third in this frame. Here's a 2-0. Good fastball, but it misses just a hair inside at 90 mile per hour on the radar gun. And we'll see if Bencosme has the green light here. Ahead 3-0 on Rodriguez. Righty arm on lefty bat. Infield playing straight up. The 3-0. Clips the outer half for a called strike. And it's 3 balls and 1 strike now to Bencosme. Game number 4 of 6 in this 6-game series between these two South Atlantic League North Division foes. The 3-1. Swing and a miss. Big uppercut swing. Caught nothing but air from the lefty batter Bencosme. So Rodriguez fights back from falling behind 3-0 to now the count full. And Bencosme asks for time. It's granted by the home plate umpire Stephen Craze. Craze calling the balls and strikes today. Christian Arguez, the base umpire. Those two flip-flopping on a nightly basis. 3-2. In there. Called strike 3. 91 mile per hour heater on the inside corner. Bencosme sat down. There's one away here in the top of the third. That painting the corner strikeout brought to you by our friends at Lock and Solo Paints. Be sure to visit their stores in Brooklyn and the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. First strikeout, or rather second strikeout of Manny Rodriguez's evening. First pitch cut on and missed to Isaac Belloni. And the count 0-1. Belloni, a 2-run blast yesterday, 1 of 5 Aberdeen homers in what was a 9-0 loss for Brooklyn. The 0-1, wave and a miss on the 81-mile-per-hour change, and Belloni falls behind quickly 0-2. Rodriguez kicking around some dirt on the mound, now toes that first base side of the rubber, pitching from the stretch, even with the bases empty. Kick and an 0-2, swing and a miss, strike 3. Back-to-back punch-outs for Manny. He's got 3 already tonight. 5th strikeout of the night for Brooklyn pitching. And there are 2 gone with the bases empty for Max Costas. Costas about as hot of a bat as you could possibly have right now. Left the ballpark not once but twice yesterday. And carried that momentum into this evening with a grand slam before Brooklyn could even come up to bat in this ballgame. First toss. Foul trade back into the netting, and it's 0-1. Costas playing first base tonight, 4-for-8 thus far during his 2023 campaign with the Ironbirds. Small sample size, but some impressive numbers to say the least from the Aberdeen first baseman. Righty on righty, and time is called. Rodriguez was already into his wind. So a late time called, and now we play the game of, was it time or was it a pitch clock violation of sorts? Doesn't appear to be, as the count remains 0-1. No, rather 1-1. Okay. So Rodriguez did not release the ball in time, and as a result, he's penalized with a ball. 1-1. Breaking ball, misses down and in ball 2. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Keeping us on our toes. the umpiring crew.
We need more signals for time or clocks other than pointing to your wrist.
2-1 pitch, up and in. Costas wanted no part of that, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. Manny laboring around the mound, pacing before he sets up shop on the slab. Leans in to get the sign from his battery mate, Parada. 3-1. Misses down and away, ball 4. So a 2-out walk issued by Rodriguez puts Costas on the base paths yet again. They can't get this guy out right now. And there's 2 gone with a runner on first base for the speedy Luis Valdez. Valdez stands in 0-for-1 today. Struck out looking to end the top of the first. First pitch, a rifle off the bat, but right to the second baseman, Guerrera, over to first in time to retire the side. So a 2-out walk, no issue for Manny Rodriguez. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left. It's still 7-0 Ironbirds as we head to the bottom of the third on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy. That's part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Kendall from La Mirada, California, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Brooklyn Bats with some work to do. Ironbirds 7, Cyclones nothing as we move to the bottom of the third. 8-9-1 for Brooklyn here in the home half of the frame. Alongside Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Thanks so much for spending some of your Cinco de Mayo with us this Friday evening. We hope to see you at the ballpark this weekend. The final night game of this series is tonight at 2 p.m. first pitch Saturday and Sunday as Brooklyn and Aberdeen close up shop on a 6-game set. Trace Bright back out for another inning of work. The Aberdeen starter has faced one off the minimum thus far. A 2-out single in the bottom of the first off the bat of William Lugo, the only blip on his radar. And now he gets Mateo Gil. First toss. Fastball in there for a called strike on the outside corner at 91 mile per hour. And it's 0-1 to the Brooklyn third baseman. Right into his wind, the pitch. Gill taking all the way. Caroms off the knee pad of the catcher and a high bounce. Sends it all the way towards the Aberdeen dugout on the third base side. 1-1. Right, a short wind. Deals a 1-1. Swinging a high fly foul on the right side. Lands in the parking lot. And now Gill will need to get defensive behind 1-2. So Trace Bright, the Auburn product, part of an Auburn team that went to the College World Series during his time. 1-2 pitch. Look out. Misses behind the batter, Gill. Gill leaned forward, and the ball crossed paths with him on the other side, behind him rather than in front of him. 2-2 pitch. Gill takes a breaking ball in there for a called strike 3. A good bender from Bright. Sits down Gill. His 5th strikeout of the night for Bright. And there's one gone with the bases empty now for the 9-batter, Justin Guerrera. So Bright pitched Auburn to a win in their only win in the College World Series against Stanford on June the 20th. First pitch. Misses for ball 1 and the count 1-0. Helped secure Auburn its first College World Series win since 97. 1-0. Clips the outer half for a called strike, and it's 1-1.
I think like Tim Hudson, maybe David Ross was on that team.
1-1. Swing and a high pop-up on the right side, but into foul ground. And it lands just below us on the third level here at Maimonides Park, the suite level. One below the press box.
And immediately taking a picture with it.
The 1-2. Guerrera takes high for ball two, and it's two balls and two strikes.
That might be the quickest transition from retrieving a souvenir to selfie I've ever seen.
Impressive reflexes, let's call it. 2-2 on the way. Guerrera down on strikes, cutting a miss. So two strikeouts in the frame so far for Trace Bright. He sat down three in a row via the punch-out. And has now sat down, make it six consecutive Brooklyn batters. As we go back to the top for A-Ram, Alex Ramirez. Alex, 269 this summer, first toss. Misses just outside with the changeup, does Bright. One ball and no strikes. Alex today, one of those six punch-out victims, struck out swinging in the first. 1-0, chopped back foul. And it's one ball and one strike to the top 100 prospect in baseball in Ramirez. Number four in the Mets system. Sporting his alternate navy blue jersey tonight for Brooklyn. The Jefes, 1-1 pitch. Ramirez serves one foul past the coach's box on the third base side and falls behind one ball and two strikes. Should Ramirez reach, Kevin Parada would be next. One ball, two strikes, two outs. It's Aberdeen 7, Brooklyn nothing here in the bottom of the third. Bright's 1-2. Misses high. Ramirez, couple of hop steps out of that righty batter's box. Now back in. Can't take too much time, remember. With eight on the pitch clock, Bright set at the belt, ready to go on a 2-2 into his wine. Here it comes. Ramirez lasers one to left, but right at the left fielder who reaches up Baloney to make the catch. A scorcher off the bat of Ramirez. But no sweat for Baloney, who backed up maybe about two steps, then reached up that hand to make the catch. So a 1-2-3 for Bright as we head to the fourth, 7-0 Aberdeen on the Cyclone Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Onward to inning number four from Maimonides Park. Aberdeen 7, Brooklyn nothing. Here on this Friday night on the Cyclone Radio Network with Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. This game started quickly, at least for the Ironbirds it did. Five runs at the top of the first, two more in the top of the second. And it has them sitting pretty right now, 7-0. Cyclones have only mustered one hit thus far tonight. The starter, Cam Foster, already out of the game if you're just joining us. Lasted only two-thirds. Gave up five runs on four hits, including a grand slam. Manny Rodriguez since has allowed two runs coming on. He gets 9-1-2 here in the fourth. First pitch, Arizona Placencia fouls it off on the right side. Just a slow nubber. And it's 0-1 to the Aberdeen 9 batter. Did not see Placencia yesterday. A slow start to his Aberdeen career thus far in 2023. Just 1-for-16. 0-1, a scorcher off the back down the left field line. Just foul. A couple of blades of turf too far to the left, so Placencia will need to retreat. If Brooklyn is going to claw their way back into this game. It will not be when they are in the field, but rather up to bat. But right now, Manny Rodriguez doing everything he can to make sure the lead grows no larger as a 1-1 fastball misses outside at 92 mile per hour. And it's two balls and one strike to Plasencia. 0-for-1 today is Arison. Grounded out to short. 2-1 pitch. Misses down and in. And it's three balls and one strike to the Aberdeen second baseman. Of course, Aberdeen took yesterday's contest 9-0. Brooklyn trying to get back in the win column. 3-1. Just off the plate. Low for, according to the scoreboard, what would have been ball four. But instead, the count is full. Scoreboard malfunction. Apologies there. So a payoff pitch. Hit in the air to center field. Shallow left center. Ramirez on. He and Palmer converge. And it is Ramirez, the center fielder, who makes the one-handed catch. So one away. Back to the top we go now for Max Wagner.
Yeah, I'm here. Base number 16, Max Wagner.
Max already up to bat twice so far tonight. Walked and later scored in the first before grounding out in the second. The pitch. Foul straight back. Karams off of the cement wall behind home plate. No balls, a strike to Wagner. The infield, perhaps a slight shift to the left. Nothing crazy. A one. Wagner fouls it straight back yet again. So Rodriguez ahead quickly on the Aberdeen leadoff man. It's 0-2. Wagner back in the box, ready to go. Bases empty, one gone in a 7-0 ball game here on this Friday night. 0-2. Check swing, tapped foul on the right side. Wagner recognized, couldn't put that in play, but did just enough to get a piece and prolong the at-bat. So Brooklyn trying to keep this a 7-run game. The 0-2, a chopper on the right side foul. Always interesting to think about the dynamics of games that get out of hand early as far as the best way to go about it. Don't want to eat up your bullpen all too much. After all, there are two games coming this weekend. A quick turnaround at that tomorrow. 0-2 from Rodriguez, hit in the air on the right side. This one will stay fair. Consuegra in and to his left, fights the wind, makes the catch, and there's two gone. But that is what Chris Newell is tasked with now for the remainder of this ball game. As far as the best way to go about deploying those arms, I guess it does help for Brooklyn that prior to the start of this series, had a couple of games rained out last weekend in Jersey Shore, so maybe guys operating with more rest than usual. First pitch fastball misses away to Jackson Holliday, and it's 1-0. Two gone, bases empty here. Top of the fourth, the 1-0. Holliday takes a breaking ball without much break, up and away, and it's two balls and no strikes. Some action brewing in the Brooklyn bullpen, speaking of. 2-0. Holliday takes a called strike on the inner half.
Looks like Joshua Cornelli is up in Brooklyn's right field bullpen through a scoreless inning earlier this week.
Rodriguez, this his 56th pitch. 2-1. Holliday smacks it on the right side. A diving stop by the second baseman Guerrera, but he just eats it. Impressive play by Guerrera to just get to that baseball, but not enough real estate to get the speedy Holliday, and there's a two-out base runner here in the inning for Aberdeen.
Second infield hit tonight for Holliday, who's now reached in all three plate appearances. That on-base percentage continuing to skyrocket.
Big reason why Baltimore took him first overall in last summer's draft. First pitch. Rodriguez spikes one to Beavers. There goes Holliday for second, and he'll be in without a throw. So a man in scoring position now. The two previous times Jackson Holliday has reached base tonight, he's come around to score. Manny Rodriguez hoping to change that narrative here with two away. And the ever-so-dangerous Beavers up to bat in the lefty box. One ball, no strikes. Here it comes. Beavers. Towers one foul up behind us over the press box. Lands towards Surf Avenue. And it's one ball and one strike now to Beavers. Dylan in right field tonight for Aberdeen. One for two today. A strikeout and an RBI single. Rodriguez steals a 1-1. Misses inside to Beavers. And it's two balls and one strike. Again, Cam Foster started this game for Brooklyn, only two-thirds of an inning. So now Rodriguez on to try to clean up the mess as best he can. 2-1. Misses in the dirt for ball three. A patient eye is Beavers. And Rodriguez will need to continue to work his way into this frame. Behind now 3-1. Cyclones in the home half of the frame will send up 2-3-4, Parada, Lugo, and Consuegra. 3-1 pitch. Misses down and away, ball four. So after retiring the first two batters of the frame in Plasencia and Wagner via flyouts, Rodriguez allows an infield signal to Holliday and a two-out walk to Beavers to put men on first and second. Now Silas Ardoin, the Aberdeen catcher, first pitch. Misses down and away, ball one, 90 mile per hour to Ardoin. And it's 1-0. The former UT Longhorn is Ardoin. Had the night off yesterday, but inserted back into the lineup as he waits on a 1-0. Ardoin takes a called strike, and it's 1-1. Thanks so much for spending some of your Cinco de Mayo with us. Hope you're enjoying your Friday night, enjoying the weekend, wherever you may be. 1-1 pitch. Misses inside for a Manny, and it's two balls and one strike. The Cyclones wrapping up this homestand before they venture on the road for a longer period of time than usual. Back-to-back road trips looming large for Brooklyn. 2-1, fouled straight back. And now Rodriguez, a strike away from getting out of this thing. Good to catch up with Joe Swazi earlier today during, or just prior to some Brooklyn BP. Joe, the day off today, asked him if that changes anything, knowing you're going on the road for 2 weeks rather than once. And no, not really. Routine pretty much stays the same. 2-2 pitch. Misses for ball three, and Ardoin works the count full. Brooklyn team that has very much enjoyed playing here at Maimonides Park relative to when traveling away from it. 6-5 at home compared to just 2-7 on the road. Here's a payoff. Runners go, and it misses down and away for ball four. So Rodriguez puts three consecutive men on base, the previous two both via the walk. And now Frederick Ben-Cosme up to bat with the bases loaded. But before that, we will have a Brooklyn call to the bullpen. We'll get you the new pitcher after a short break. You're listening to it here on the Cyclone Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster.
Yes!
With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy. It's part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From from 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This call to the bullpen brought to you by Vical Auto Mall. Visit them at 2859 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn or log on to VicalAutoMall.com. On now for the Cyclones is the right-hander Joshua Cornelli. Cornelli threw a scoreless inning earlier in the series. That was back on Wednesday night. Had not pitched in over 10 days prior to that. Cornelli, 6'2", 235, 22 years old from Caracas, Venezuela. Entering in a precarious spot. Bases loaded, two out. And Brooklyn already trailing by seven, Johnny.
Jackson Holliday on third. Dylan Beavers on second. Silas Ardoin on first. It's Aberdeen 7 and Brooklyn nothing. Ironbirds trying to grow their lead. Joshua Cornelli out of the bullpen. First toss. A line drive hit to center field. Ramirez in, dropping quickly, and it falls for a base hit. Two runs in to score as both Holliday and Beavers touch home. And Aberdeen expands their lead. It's now 9-0 here in the fourth. Not the start to his outing that I'm sure Joshua Cornelli had envisioned. A two RBI single off the bat of Frederick Bencosme. Those runs, of course, charge to Manny Rodriguez, who was just taken out of the game. Ardoin only advanced up to second on the play. It was a quick relay in from Ramirez. First pitch is a called strike to Isaac Baloney, and it's 0-1. So one night after, Aberdeen walked out of here with a 9-0 victory. They now hold a 9-0 lead one night later in the fourth. 0-1 from Cornelli. A fastball at 94. Catches the inside corner for a called strike. And Cornelli ahead on Baloney, 0-2. Ardoin on second. Bencosme after his RBI, two RBI base knock. 90 feet behind him on first. The 0-2. A hard hit ground ball foul on the right side, though. And the count remains 0-2. Aberdeen trying to pick up its second victory of this series. After Brooklyn took the first two on Tuesday and Wednesday night, the Ironbirds responded here last night trying to even this thing at two games apiece. The 0-2. Check swing. Did he go around for strike three? He did. A drop third strike. But Baloney gingerly makes his way back to the dugout nonetheless. But not before Aberdeen tacks on two more. It's 9-0 Ironbirds, home of the fourth, after the break on the Cyclone Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket, as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, BrooklynCyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hola, soy Alex Ramirez. Mi ciudad natal es Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn solo en la cadena de radio en Los Cyclones.
Home half of the fourth with Justin Rock. I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. Aberdeen 9, Brooklyn nothing. is our score. 2-3-4 set to come to bat for the Cyclones here in the frame. Kevin Parada, William Lugo, and Stanley Consuegra here on Cinco de Mayo. Hope you're enjoying your Friday evening. The Aberdeen Ironbirds certainly are. 5 runs in the first, 2 in the second, 2 more in the fourth. And a Brooklyn team that has just 1 base hit tonight now on in the home half. First pitch. Breaking ball catches the inside corner for a called strike to Kevin Parada. And it's 0-1. Trace Bright, Aberdeen starter, has been cruising thus far. The 0-1. Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board. It's 9-1. Second homer of the season for the catcher, and he left no doubt about that one.
104 miles an hour off the bat, 423 feet out to straightaway left field, and that ball was gone as soon as bat hit barrel.
So one across for Brooklyn, who now trail by 8. William Lugo whiffs at a first pitch fastball that he sees, and it's 0-1. Luna Park beyond left center field, illuminated, 0-1, misses down and in, and it's 1-1. The Thunderbolt roller coaster, flume ride, the drop ride, what have you, all on this Friday night. 1-1. Lugo takes on the inner half. A called strike, though, at 92 mile per hour on the radar gun from Bright. And it's 1-2. You'd have to be nuts to be on the flume ride tonight. 1-2. Chopped foul on the left side, and we'll try it again at 1-2.
You have to be nuts to be on the flume ride at any point since Luna Park opened a couple of weeks ago. It has not been particularly warm.
1-2 two strikes, bases empty, 9-1 Aberdeen here in the fourth. The toss, fouled straight back. Of course, when we progress later on into the summer, that flume will serve itself as more of a reward on a hot summer day, particularly those day games. Sun shining on Coney Island. 1-2 pitch. And Lugo serves this one to left field. If that stays fair, it's gone. And it's just foul. Oh. Not too far off from the same spot that Parada had just planted it moments ago. But that one hooked just a bit too much at the last second. And Lugo will need to retreat back into the righty batter's box. One, two to William. Fastball up and in. And it's 2-2 now to the Brooklyn infielder.
102 and 400 the specs on that long foul ball.
2-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. Lugo chased a breaking ball in the dirt. So Trace Bright has now 7 strikeouts tonight. He sits down Brooklyn's 3 batter. And that brings up the cleanup man, Stanley Consuegra, with the bases empty and 1 gone. How about Kevin Parada? The 2 home runs he has hit this year have got out of here in a hurry. Consuegra lasers one foul on the left side, and it's 0-1.
Still remains the only Brooklyn player to homer in this ballpark this season. Both of his home runs here. Every other Cyclone or tonight Hefe home run has been in a visiting ballpark.
0-1 on the way. Here it comes. Fastball misses outside, and it's 1-1. After all, Brooklyn hasn't hit a lot of home runs this year. They entered tonight 11th in the league out of 12 teams with just 9 home runs. 1-1. Misses just outside for ball 2 with the fastball. And again, for context, Aberdeen had 5 last night alone. As many homers as Brooklyn had hits here on Thursday evening. But Kevin Parada will certainly take that one. 2-1. And did that clip Consuegra? It was certainly close to it. Sounded like there might have been a little bit of a thud. Not sure if it caught the shoulder, looks like it did not. So Stanley will make his way back into the batter's box. A 3-1 hitter's count with 1 gone and the base is empty. 3-1 pitch. in there for strike two. Three balls, two strikes, one out, bases empty. Bright into his wind, he deals. Misses down and away, ball four. So as much as Trace Bright was cruising through three, this fourth inning has proved to be not so simple. After a leadoff solo shot from Parada and a one-out walk issued to Stanley Consuegra, now he gets Jalen Palmer with one on and one gone. Palmer 0 for 1 today, a strikeout, chops back the first pitch, he sees foul, and it's 0-1.
Ryan Long beginning to throw for Aberdeen down the left field line. Bright, season high 70 pitches, he's just a couple over 50 right now.
Palmer rests that bat off of his right shoulder, waiting on an 0-1. Three on the pitch clock, Bright gets it off, and Palmer checks his swing, did go around though for strike two. Jalen at 219 on the campaign coming into tonight. A day off yesterday. We've seen him at first, at third, in the outfield, DH, what have you. The Canarsie native. Throw over to check on the runner, Consuegra, who is back. No real sweat. And now the attention can be focused towards an 0-2 delivery to Jalen Palmer. Bright. Working out of the stretch now, comes set at the belt, the 0-2. Palmer smacks this one to straightaway center field. Not very deep, though. Valdez, ample time to get where he needs and makes the catch for out number two. So Consuegra still patiently standing off of first base. And two away now for Chase Eastep. Haven't seen Chase since back on Tuesday, the opening game of this six-game series between Brooklyn and Aberdeen. First pitch, Eastep takes in the dirt. Consuegra takes off for second. He'll be in safely without a throw.
Silas Ardoin going out to the mound to talk with Bright. 55 pitches tonight. He's now thrown 20 in this fourth inning.
One ball, no strikes, two outs. Aberdeen 9 and Brooklyn 1 here in the bottom of the fourth. Already one run home in the frame for the Cyclones on a Kevin Parada solo shot. And Brooklyn threatening with a man in scoring position here and two gone. The 1-0. Eastep crushes this one to right field. That ball's well hit, and it's over the fence for a home run. Second homer of the inning for Brooklyn. This time it's Chase Eastep. And the Cyclones cut into that deficit a little more. It's 9-3.
What a way to snap out of an 0-for-33 slide at the plate. That a titanic blast. 108 miles an hour, 409 feet. What a way to hit his first high A home run. Look at the smile on Richie Bennis's face.
So momentum now on Brooklyn's side as Omar De Los Santos wants to get in on the action. An uppercut, whiff and a miss on a first pitch fastball, and it's 0-1. A one pitch, fouled back by De Los Santos, and it's 0-2. That has to be the first time this year the Cyclones have left the yard twice in an inning.
Yes, it is.
De Los Santos behind 0-2, the pitch up and in. And it's one ball and two strikes now to Omar. Two home runs that left little doubt between both Parada and Eastep. 1-2. De Los Santos takes a backdoor slider inside. And it's two balls and two strikes now to Omar.
I want to say that's the first left-handed batter to hit one out to right here at Maimonides Park this year.
2-2 on the way. Takes in the dirt, does De Los Santos for ball three, and it's three balls and two strikes. Have to imagine this will be Trace Bright's final frame after three very solid first innings of work. The fourth, not so much the case. 3-2. De Los Santos takes up and away, ball four. So a two-out walk issued to the speedy De Los Santos, who now stands on first with two gone. His team still down 9-3.
And Bright, wonder how much longer he'll go. The answer may not be any longer than this. Right near 30 pitches in the inning. That was the reason why Cameron Foster was removed in the top of the first for Brooklyn, was at 31 pitches. We'll see how much longer they stick with Bright hitting his first real snag tonight in the fourth.
It doesn't appear as if the baseball has been taken yet. And now the home plate umpire, Steve Cray, is out to disperse the mound visit. And it does look like Bright will remain out there, at least for the time being. So De Los Santos on first. And now Mateo Gil up to bat with two away. If you're just joining us, Aberdeen 9, Brooklyn 3. Here we're in the bottom of the fourth. With Justin Rock, my name is Johnny Gadamowicz. First pitch on the way to the righty batter, Gill, and now, no, just kidding.
And I think the home plate umpire is telling Mercado he's got to go back.
So Mercado having a word with Crays. Obviously trying to buy some time for the Aberdeen bullpen arm to get a couple more warm-up tosses in. And now Mercado is indeed sent back to the dugout, and a slight smirk from Steve Cranes calling the balls and strikes today, saying, you can't do that. Poor Mateo Gil is just waiting on the first pitch. He wants to get this AB underway. Here it comes. And that first pitch is a 92-mile-per-hour fastball at the ankles. And it's 1-0 now to Gil. Mateo still in search for his first Cyclone hit. 0-for-13 since being reassigned from Binghamton, and he crushes this one foul on the left side, and it's one ball and one strike. Gill yesterday, 0-for-4, a pair of strikeouts. So far today, 0-for-1 was caught looking in the third. Should Gill reach, Justin Guerrero would be next, the 1-1. In the dirt, ball two, and it's two balls and one strike to Mateo Gill. De Los Santos off of first, plenty of speed, and a sizable lead with the first baseman Costas keeping him honest. The pitch fouled back, or rather fouled ahead on the left side. Two balls and two strikes now to Omar De Los Santos. We're not going to make up a 9-run deficit all in one inning in all likelihood. So the Cyclones will do their best to keep chipping away at this thing as we progress onward. But first, a 2-2 to De Los Santos. Swing and a tapper on the left side. Eats up the glove of the third baseman, Wagner, and trickles into left field. A hard hit ball off the bat of De Los Santos. Or pardon me, Gil, as De Los Santos makes his way up to third base. And Gill stands in at second base with a two-out double.
And now Roberto Mercado allowed to exit the third base dugout and do what he tried to do before Mateo Gill dug in. And that's make a Bi-Cal Auto Mall pitching change.
That double brought to you by TD Bank, their double up credit card offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases, and it does indeed prompt a call to the bullpen for Aberdeen. Brooklyn threatening, having some fun on Cinco de Mayo. We'll take a short break. You're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclone Radio Network and watching on the Valley Live app.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
By Cal Auto Mall, call to the bullpen for the Ironbirds. Out is the right-hander Trace Bright. In is the right-hander Graham Fyrevid to try and get the Ironbirds out of trouble. Three runs in for Brooklyn, second and third, and two out for Justin Guerrera, Johnny.
Guerrera stands in, a righty batter to face Fyrevid with two on and two gone. 9-3 Aberdeen. Guerrera fouls back the first pitch he sees, and it's 0-1. Fyrevid, a righty arm, 16th round pick out of Virginia Tech by the Baltimore organization in the 2022 draft. De Los Santos on third, Gill behind him on second, the 0-1. Guerrera takes down and away for ball one, and it's one ball and one strike. Justin 0-1 today, struck out swinging in the third. One pitch, fouled straight back. Brooklyn has already scored three runs this inning, but they do still trail by six. Have to make the most of your opportunities, particularly with men in scoring position, and Guerrera trying to do just that here. One ball, two strikes, two outs, two on. We're in the home fourth. It's 9-3 Aberdeen. Fyrevid, a high kick, he deals. Guerrera swings and misses, down on strikes. So Fyrevid comes into the game and does his job. Sits down Guerrera. Got the seventh strikeout of the night for Aberdeen pitching. But not before the Cyclones are on the scoreboard. Three in the frame, a Parada solo shot, an E-step two-run homer, a 9-3 ball game as we head to the fifth on the Cyclone Radio Network.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Well, Brooklyn plates three in the bottom of the fourth, but they do still trail in the ballgame 9-3 as we enter the fifth. Joshua Cornelli, still the pitcher out there for the Cyclones, and to take over the play-by-play, here's Justin Rock.
Thank you so much, Johnny. Cyclones able to chip away at a nine-run deficit in the fourth as Max Costas leads off, pops it in the air, back behind second base, charging in Guerrera, now adjacent with the pillow on the first base side. Makes the catch above his head, one pitch, one out. And Max Costas finally sat down by Brooklyn pitching. And homered and walked tonight after homering twice yesterday. Brings up Luis Valdez. Valdez, switch hitter from the left-hand side, is struck out and grounded a second tonight. He is 0 for 2. Cornelli out for his first full inning of relief. Righty from the first base side. And the first pitch, fastball, missing outside for ball one. Aberdeen, 9 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They have left 3. Brooklyn, 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors. They have left 3 as well. At the belt, the 1-0. And Valdez takes inside by the shins. It is 2 balls and no strikes. It's time for our Coney Convos trivia question of the night. Want to chime in on what we're discussing or the question itself? Just tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos. As Valdez takes low, it's 3 balls and no strikes. Top of the lineup following Plasencia in the on-deck circle. A 3-0. Strike at the letters from Cornelli. It is 3-1. Kodai Senga making the start for the Mets tonight at Citi Field. Cornelli's 3-1. High for ball 4. And Valdez works a 1-out walk to start the top half of the 5th inning. Brings up Erison Plasencia, 0-for-2 tonight. Ground ball to short, a fly ball to center. But Senga struck out 8 batters in his Mets debut on April 2nd, 2023. That is tied for 3rd most in a debut in Mets history. Fastball to Plasencia by the hands. It is 1-0. Tonight's Coney Convo's trivia question, which Met player holds the record for most strikeouts in his major league debut. Runner breaks from first. 1-0 waved and missed. Throw down by Parada. Curls into right center field. Off the edge of Guerrera's mitt. And Valdez will advance to third. Plasencia's momentum carried him ever so slightly into Parada's throwing path, but Cray said it was not enough to warrant obstruction. Parada's throw had two-seam bite on it towards the first base side of the bag. And Valdez, who stole 3 bases last night, including home, has his 9th stolen bag of the season here in the 5th inning. Infield in all around for Brooklyn, the 1-1 in the dirt. Nice stop with the chest by Parada. It is 2-1. Valdez, 71 stolen bases last year. 1 more than Omar De Los Santos. Infield in all around. And the count 2-1 on Plasencia. He's had a slow start to the season offensively. Late add to the lineup tonight. The 2-1. Fouled off the hands out of the stadium. And it's even at 2-2. Isaac De Leon scratched from the lineup a couple hours before first pitch tonight. He homered in yesterday's game. 2-2. Struck him out swinging. Top-bottom breaking ball. And Cornelli picks up the punch out. 2 away now in the 5th. Second strikeout tonight for Cornelli. That paint-in-the-corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Is it them in Brooklyn and the Bronx? Reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Top of the lineup, and Max Wagner walked his first time. He's grounded out and fly to right. He takes a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Our series will continue tomorrow afternoon. Our coverage starts at 1:45 Eastern time. The 0-1. In the dirt, ball kicks off the heel of Parada's mitt. Runner breaks for home. The throw won't be in time and offline. Luis Valdez scores on the wild pitch as his speed creates another run. And Aberdeen back up 7. It is 10-3. Parada done a nice job on a couple of balls in the dirt earlier in the inning. Just could not find a way to stay in front of that one. So 1-1 the count on Wagner. Roddy deals. Line drive, base hit center field. So Max Wagner on base for the second time tonight, 109 miles an hour. The exit velocity on that base hit for Wagner. One on, two out for the shortstop, Jackson Holliday. Second time in this series, second time in as many days, Valdez has created a run for Aberdeen without a hit. That was how he scored in the early innings yesterday. The only run off Tidwell that wasn't a home run. As Cornelius misses up and away, it's 1-0. At the belt from the stretch, quick pitch, and Holliday drops to a knee, can't connect on the fastball at 90. And it's even at one ball and one strike. Cornelius out of Caracas, Venezuela. Former top 30 prospect in the Mets organization, number 27 back entering 2021. Throw over to first, and Wagner and standing up. Cornelius dealt with a lot of injuries, dealt with shoulder injuries in the spring of 2021, then had visa issues getting out of Venezuela post-COVID. The 1-1. Fastball paints the outside. Blackett is 1-2. Cornelius finally able to get back on the mound last season. Continuing to improve here at 23, the 1-2, inside and low. And with the runner in motion on the breaking ball, no chance for Parada, so he'll just hold on to it as Wagner steals second base. Second stolen bag for Wagner tonight. He now has seven on the year. In scoring position with two out and a 2-2 coming to Holliday. Roddy comes home, and Jackson takes up and away. It's a full count. Holliday has come to the plate four times tonight, has registered three ball counts in those plate appearances. Couple singles and a walk today. The payoff pitch, Holliday in the air, left side, foul ground, long run for Gill. But this will be about eight or nine rows back into the seats. Stays at a full count on Holliday. Holliday. Not too many 19-year-olds get rated as having the best strike zone discipline in an organization. That's why he's one of the top 20 prospects in all of baseball. A sign of how good the O system is, just the third best prospect in the organization by Baseball America. The payoff pitch at the knee, strike three called. May have jinxed Jackson Holliday there, but Cornelius will take it as he strands a man in scoring position in the fifth. But Aberdeen adds another run on one hit and error. And one man left. We are halfway through this one. Aberdeen 10, Brooklyn 3 on the Cyclones Radio Network in the Valley Live app.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes four tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Cyclones will be offering an all-you-can-drink package. This special package offers an open bar for 2 hours, starting 30 minutes before the scheduled first pitch and running for 90 minutes after the scheduled first pitch. Hang out in the backyard in the shadow of the world-famous Coney Island Parachute Jump. Tickets are $50 per person if purchased in advance, and then $55 per person starting the Monday before the event. Visit our team website at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN to find out more.
Hi, this is Joe Swazi from Glen Cove, New York, and you're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Yeah.
pitcher in the game for Aberdeen, and he's pitching with the luxury of a 7-run lead. It's Aberdeen 10 and Brooklyn 3 as we progress on here.
Ooh, and the first pitch from Ryan Long hits Ramirez in the head. Oh, my goodness. Paul Gonzalez, the athletic trainer, out. Newell, the manager, down from the third base coach's box, immediately throws Ramirez's helmet and bat out of the way. And a raucous crowd on Coney Island has gone so silent you can hear a pin drop. The first pitch thrown by Ryan Long tonight caught Ramirez right by the bill of his glossy black helmet. And thankfully, Alex back up on his feet. And greenish-blue dyed hair. Showing as he holds his helmet in his right hand. Gets an applause from the Coney Island faithful. Walking alongside Gonzalez. A towel in his right hand. John Vaughn to the right of Ramirez. Alex continuing to walk out beyond first base. And hopefully everything ends up okay. Kevin Parada will be the batter. And the first pitch tonight from Ryan Long. A very dangerous one. You see Gonzalez checking the vision of Ramirez, having him follow his finger. Normally you see that maybe at an optometrist's office, and you can tell Ryan Long cares greatly about Ramirez over at first base, continuing to look over in that direction. In case you had any doubt whether or not Long was not trying to do exactly what just happened. Gonzalez still taking a peek at Ramirez over at first base. And for the time being, Ramirez will stay in. And hopefully everything ends up all right. Long patting himself on the chest, pointing towards Ramirez, saying, hey, that's my bad. You love the competitiveness. You love the energy that these teams bring to the game, but there's something to be said when you see moments in sportsmanship like that. Brings up Kevin Parada, hit a titanic blast to left his last time up and fouls the first pitch he sees off the top of the screen. And the count 0-1. Parada struck out and blasted that home run to get the scoring started in the fourth. Long, 6'6", 240 pounds, 23 years old from Woodinville, Washington. Here's the 0-1. And Parada, ground ball wide to third. And Long ahead in the count, no balls and two strikes. Long, 17th round pick of the Orioles in 2021 at a Pomona College, Pfizer College in Claremont, California. Pomona Pitzer. 0-2. And Parada brushed back up and in. Another fastball, this time from 91. Out of the right hand of Long. And it's 1-2. Making his fifth appearance of the year. 1-1 mark. A 3.14 ERA. Six hits and 14 in a third innings. Six walks, 17 strikeouts. The 1-2. High. It is 2-2. Final line for Graham Fyrevet tonight goes a third of an inning, struck out the only batter he faced. Four pitches, three strikes. Ramirez, who was hit in the helmet, takes his lead off first. Modest lead, the 2-2. And Parada chases down and away for strike three. Off speed from Long down at 79. First strikeout tonight for the right-hander. One away in the fifth brings up William Lugo. Single to right, struck out his last time after hitting a long foul ball that maybe went 5 inches to the left of the pole. Horizon lit up. The sun has set. Darkness all across the Atlantic on this Friday night. And the first pitch to Lugo. Off speed, misses high and tight. And it's one ball and no strikes. Get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question next inning. Well, for those of you who missed it in the top half of the frame, we'll give you a chance to chime in. The wind picks up the 1-0. And Lugo, off balance, swing and miss. And the count is 1-1. But Kodai Senga struck out 8 in his Mets debut earlier this year on April the 2nd, tied for the third most on the Mets all-time list. One on, one out, the 1-1. Lugo skies it in the air to right. Coming in on it is Beavers, now making a few more staggered steps in and makes the grab over his shoulder for the second out. Two away. Sends up Stanley Consuegra, has grounded a third and walked tonight 0-1. But which pitcher holds the record for most strikeouts in a debut for the Amazing Mets? Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos. You can have your answer read aloud here on the airways. Stanley Consuegra digs in, and he's laid on an elevated fastball. It is 0-1. Long. Not the only pitcher on his team that appeared in the World Baseball Classic. The 0-1. Outside and high, it is 1-1. Mentioned last night's starter, Daniel Fetterman, performed for Team Israel, not too far away from his South Florida home. His old Team Israel teammate, Matt Mervis, making his Major League debut for the Cubs today. Picked up a hit and an RBI. Swing and a miss. Changeup down. It is 1-2, but Long played with Jersey Shore's Nick Ward for Team Great Britain in the World Baseball Classic. Gave up a run on 5 hits in 4 innings over 2 appearances. 1-2. Up and away, 2-2. And it was fun to watch, particularly the enthusiasm coming from across the pond in England and in Great Britain. Not a country known for its baseball prowess, but they really took the team that played out in Arizona during the WBC. Runner breaks from first, the 2-2, foul back. And we'll do it again. One on, two out. Aberdeen a 10-3 lead in the bottom of the fifth. They had the whole crown, scepter, cape for their home run celebrations. Harry Ford, one of the top prospects in the Mariners system, became sort of a cult hero out in London. And former Cyclone Cam Opp was one of his teammates. This popped in the air on the infield turf. Second baseman Placencia called off by Costas, shuffling to his right. And he'll make the catch to end the inning. So for Brooklyn, no runs and no hits. No errors, one left on the hit-by-pitch. We'll see if Ramirez stays out defensively for the top of the sixth. And for the time being, looks like he's walking out to his position from second base. We head to the sixth, 10-3 Aberdeen on the Cyclones Radio Network.
The Brooklyn Cyclones are excited to have yet another exciting lineup of jersey giveaways for the 2023 season. This year's giveaways include specialty uniforms for Pride Night, Star Wars Night, and so much more. For a full list of jersey giveaways, be sure to check out our team website at brooklyncyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
At Maimonides, excellence never stops. Our physicians here in Brooklyn have the best heart attack survival rates in the entire U.S. and are among the top 10 performers nationwide for clinical outcomes across health conditions. We've created separate spaces and safe care pathways, so there's no reason to put your health on hold. Maimonides Medical Center. Extraordinary times, extraordinary care.
Joshua Cornelli back to the mound as we head to the top half of the sixth inning. Aberdeen a 10-3 lead on the Cyclones radio network. Joshua Cornelli out for his second full inning of relief. Nearing the top of the 9 o'clock hour, Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you. Here from Maimonides Park on Coney Island, Cyclones playing as Los Jefes de Brooklyn tonight. First Copa de la Diversión night of the season on Cinco de Mayo. First pitch to Dylan Beavers. Charged into right center field. First chance for Ramirez defensively after being hit in the head with the first pitch from Ryan Long. And he makes the catch back into his left for the first out of the sixth. So great to see Ramirez healthy and active in the outfield after a scary moment to start the bottom of the fifth. Brings up Silas Ardoin. A single, doubled, and walked tonight has brought in a pair. And grounds it foul wide of the third base coach's box. It is 0-1. Ardoin out of Texas. The 0-1 pitch. Hit in the air down the right field line. Long run for Estep and Consuegra. But this will land in some seats. Kids chasing after it. It's 0-2. Get you the answer to tonight's Coney Convo's trivia question. Our question tonight, Kodai Senga struck out 8 in his Mets debut on April 2nd, 2023, which is tied for third on the Mets all-time list. Who holds the record for the most? I know Johnny already knows the answer. A little pause in the delivery by Cornelli as he misses high. One ball and two strikes. Is a man who's been in the news a lot today. For good reason.
That's a very good hint.
A 1-2 pitch. On the outside corner, strike three called. Another strikeout for Cornelli. Two away in the sixth inning. That paint in the corner strikeout brought to you by Lock and Solo Paints. Visit them in Brooklyn in the Bronx for reliability, convenience, and satisfaction. Two away for Frederick Bencosme. Did not play the first three games of the series. As a bunt single and a two-run base hit tonight. It's the first pitch that Cornelli threw. And Bencosme takes inside for ball one. So who holds the record? None other than the Dark Knight. Matt Harvey struck out 11 against the Diamondbacks on July 26, 2012. 1-0. And Bencosme, a high pop fly into shallow center. Waved off by everyone is the shortstop Lugo. And he'll make the catch in shallow center field for the final out of the sixth inning. We'll talk a little bit about Matt Harvey, who announced his retirement from baseball earlier today. When we come back to the bottom of the sixth, still 10-3 Aberdeen on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Bally Live app.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Fans, come hungry and leave happy. It's part of our Tuesday night all-you-can-eat special. From 6:30 p.m. until the end of the sixth inning, fans can eat as much as their heart or stomach desires. You can purchase adult tickets for $40 or $35 for kids 12 and under. For more info, please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Sixth inning, Brooklyn trailing by 7, 10-3. Fans, enjoy the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop. Unobstructed views of the Atlantic, Coney Island amusements, Lower Manhattan, and more. while enjoying our Sunday brunch package. 2 hours of service starting at 1:30 with 2 o'clock first pitch. Includes a ticket on the rooftop, a Cyclone souvenir cap. For tickets, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Jalen Palmer takes a called strike to begin the bottom of the sixth inning. Palmer, E-step, De Los Santos due up against Long out for his second inning of relief, the 0-1. Palmer backs out of the way of a breaking ball. It is one ball and one strike. Aberdeen, 10 runs, 9 hits, no errors. They have left 4. Brooklyn, 3 runs on 4 hits, 1 error. They have stranded 4 as well, the 1-1. Palmer reaches, grounds 1 to short. Gobbled up by Holiday, down by his ankles. Low throw, not in time. Jalen Palmer hustles it out and is safe to lead off the home half of the sixth inning. Holiday thought that one, I think, was going to take a higher hop. Struggled a tad to get the ball out of his glove. And then the throw to first, a little low and late. And Palmer credited with an infield base hit. And Brooklyn with the leadoff man on to start the sixth for Chase Estep. And a gorgeous two-run shutout beyond the right field wall his first time up, or his last time up. And he takes low. It's 1-0. Snapped an 0-for-33 slide at the plate. Not all of that bad on Estep. It's one of the better average exit velos on the roster. Case of sometimes the atom ball sitting right at somebody. As Estep takes a strike, it's 1-1. We're mentioning our Coney Convo's trivia answer of the day. Matt Harvey set the record for most strikeouts by a Met in his Major League debut. Announced his retirement earlier today. Palmer leads off first, the 1-1. Up and away, it's 2-1. Harvey struck out 11 on July 26, 2012. Still remember that day. My first summer working as a broadcaster for any team. Cape Cod Baseball League sitting in our house in Bourne. Watching a game taking place across the country in Arizona. As Estep takes low, it is 3-1. You remember anything at all from Harvey's first couple of seasons?
Not his first game, of course, the first couple of seasons. I remember there was an amazing video that the Mets put together of Harvey going around Central Park.
3-1. Estep laid on a high fastball at 92. It's full count.
But he was dressed just as a regular dude, and he was going around to people. I don't know if it was people wearing Mets stuff or how he picked, but he went up to people and asked them, oh, what do you think of the Mets? You know, who's your favorite player? Oh, that Harvey guy. He's been tossing it really well.
Payoff pitch, foul tip into the glove of Ardoin for strike 3.
Because he was a highly touted prospect, but, you know, if you're not really locked into paying attention to farm systems and prospects, might not recognize the guy at first glance. And there was this great video of all these Mets fans. Oh, yeah, Harvey, love Harvey. That's my guy. And here it was, Matt Harvey asking him about it, and they had no clue, of course. But
that would change in due time. Pitched for Italy in the World Baseball Classic, fared well, but had no offers as De Los Santos can't connect. Count 0-1. Harvey wrote today, with all the amazing memories, came a lot of injuries and tough times. The realization that those amazingly powerful moments that make me thrive as a pitcher and help my teammates in City win are just no longer possible. De Los Santos takes a strike up and away. It's 0-2. He added, believe me, I wish I could have done more and brought more of those amazing moments back to life. I have to say, this is my time to say thank you and goodbye. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. 3 strikes. And De Los Santos retired for the second out. Third strikeout tonight for Long. Brings up Mateo Gil. Doubled. Was stranded at second his last time up. 1-for-2 tonight. Always been a firm believer that Terry Collins made the right decision, sending Matt Harvey back out for the ninth inning in Game 5 of the World Series. I know a lot of Met fans don't necessarily agree with me there. But the way he was throwing that night, still just unbelievably impressive.
And I'll stand by this, Justin. I was in attendance for that Game 5 at Citi Field, that chilly November night, and I have never been in a more electric sports atmosphere.
Gill, a high rising line drive to left, back of the track, and high off the fence. on his way to third. Palmer, he'll be held there. Mateo Gil sliding feet first in a second with a TD Bank double. Back-to-back at-bats with a two-base hit for Mateo Gil. And the Cyclones with runners at second and third and two out for Justin Guerrera. A TD Bank double brought to you by TD Bank and their Double Up credit card. Offering up to 2% back on qualifying purchases. 104 miles an hour off the top of the left field fence for Gil. Just didn't have quite enough height to get out of the ballpark. And now Guerrera 0 for 2 tonight with a couple of Ks. He was a late add to the lineup tonight for the Clones. Or the Jefes this evening on a Copa night. Guerrera takes high and away for ball one.
Good piece of hitting by Gil. That his second double of the night. So for someone who had really been needing to break out of a bit of a slump, doing so in a big way, a multi-extra base hit day at the office for him.
1-0. And Guerrera can't get around on the fastball. It is 1-1. Gil came into play tonight. Similar slide to Chase Estep, had been 0-4 his last 20. Now has a multi-hit game, his first as a Cyclone. The 1-1. It's the outer half. And Guerrera behind, one ball and two strikes. Second and third, two out. Bottom of the sixth. Aberdeen 10, Brooklyn 3. Congratulations to Matt Harvey on an incredible career. Only thing I could say about how his career ended. The 1-2, swing and a miss, struck him out. And Brooklyn strands a pair in the inning. To finish that thought, injuries just really, really, really stink. We head to the seventh here on Cinco de Mayo. Aberdeen 10, Brooklyn 3 on the Cyclones Radio Network in the Valley Live app.
We had no business being in this business. But you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. We're spirit in this bottle.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Joshua Cornelli giving the Jefes some much-needed length tonight out of the bullpen, back out for his third inning of relief, has allowed just one run so far tonight. He'll face off against Bologna, Costas, and Valdez in the top of the seventh. Brooklyn trailing 10-3, and we turn the play-by-play microphone over to my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowicz. Johnny?
Thanks so much, Justin. 6-7-8 for Aberdeen to start inning number 7 from Maimonides Park. Isaac Bologna, Max Costas, and Luis Valdez. First pitch. Bologna takes a fastball on the outer black for a called strike at 92 miles per hour from Joshua Cornelli. And the count 0-1. Aberdeen 10, Brooklyn 3. Here in the top of the 7th. A 1 from Cornelli. Swinging a hard hit ball through the gap on the right side for a base hit. A leadoff single for Isaac Bologna. That breaks an 0-for-3 day with three strikeouts for Bologna. He's on base for the first time tonight. Brings up Max Costas with the bases empty and nobody out. Aberdeen looking for some, let's call it, insurance. Up seven here in the seventh. So Cornelli, still out there on the mound, the righty arm, focuses his attention towards the batter, Max Costas. Costas to grand slam in the first inning, in the first pitch. Misses down and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Game number 4 of 6 between these two teams. They've seen their fair share of runs over the past two nights. The 1-0. This ball cranked to left, but well fouled. And it's 1-1.
One final thought on the Matt Harvey thing. There was a great tweet earlier today from Howie Rose talking about Harvey, saying never could have imagined that his career would end in this fashion, sort of almost as an afterthought.
1-1 Acostas, and it hits him. A fastball that Corneli just did not locate. And thankfully, Costas up to his feet quickly.
And in case you didn't believe Joshua Corneli had no intention of doing that, he was like me, had his hands on top of his cap.
So a check on Costas now before anything further here in the seventh.
Well, I've never seen a guy smile like that after being hit in the head with a pitch. Costas seems to be having a generally casual conversation with the training staff, Roberto Mercado, Billy Facto, and the Aberdeen staff. Glad to hear that. Glad to see that he's sharing some laughs, and much like Ramirez, will stay in the ballgame.
Tori Atencio, the head athletic trainer for Aberdeen, having a look. And it is deemed Costas, all good to go, makes his way down towards first base. So the first two men on here in the top of the seventh, with Bologna on second and Costas behind him on first.
But to close out that thought from Howie Rose, he said early on it appeared that Harvey was headed for a place on the Mets' Mount Rushmore. But I think what Howie wrote to close out that tweet was one of the best things I could ever hope you could ever hope to hear from a broadcaster. Is now that his career is over, I just hope that his place is one of happiness and contentment. Thanks for the moments and best of health. I thought that was very poignant and extremely well said by Howie. And hopefully the Mets will bring Harvey back out to be honored appropriately.
A whole lot of memories, that's for sure.
And now Parada gets hit with a foul ball.
Some bumps and bruises here tonight on this Friday night at Maimonides Park, and now Parada will be tended to.
Do we have any bubble wrap?
There's got to be some somewhere.
Third time we've had the trainer come out to take a look at somebody in the last two innings.
And a half, yeah.
Two innings, inning and a half. Thankfully, all three players that were checked on are staying in the ballgame. And on a night like this, Friday evening, a little bit of a chill in the air. And all three of those guys probably going to feel it a little bit after the game.
Parada good to go for the time being. Corneli's 0-1, wave and a miss. Gone fishing for that one was Valdez, and a block by Parada. It's 0-2.
Great to see Parada quickly being able to get in front of that ball, make the stop on the dirt ball.
No balls, two strikes, nobody out, two runners on. Aberdeen 10 and Brooklyn 3 here in the top of the seventh. Corneli ready to deal in 0-2. He fires. Cut on and miss strike three. Did he get a piece? He did not. Strike three. Valdez sat down, so Joshua Corneli has his fifth strikeout. And the 10th for Brooklyn pitching so far tonight brings up Arizon Plasencia. Plasencia 0-3 today. A ground out, a fly out, a strikeout. On with two on and one gone. His team up seven. Corneli's first pitch misses down and in, and the count 1-0. An interesting backdrop here tonight on Coney Island. Of course, the illuminated Luna Park, but just beyond it, a Halloweenish moon that was glowing orange earlier in the game now has lost that orange tint. 1-0. Check swing fouled back, and it's 1-1, but is suspended behind some cloud coverage, adding to an already gloomy look to begin with.
Honestly, it's cool because it's coming straight up from straightaway center field and almost directly on top of the highest point of the Thunderbolt coaster.
1-1. Misses in the dirt, and it's two balls and one strike.
So just aesthetically pleasing alone, it just looks great. Like immediately equidistant in between the two ring lights in left center and right center.
Two one from Corneli. Catches the outer black for a called strike. It's 2-2. Brooklyn in the home half of the frame. We'll go back to the top. Ramirez, Parada, and Lugo. Corneli ready to deal a 2-2 pitch. Both runners lead. It's on the way, and it's fouled straight back.
You talk about Matt Harvey. Great words from Howie Rose. Apparently Gary Cohen talking about him, of course, tonight on the SNY broadcast, talking about. And when he came up in July of 2012, not much was really going on with the Mets. They had really struggled since moving to Citi Field. And he was a comet streaking across the Mets sky.
2-2 pitch is a slow roller on the left side, charging in Gill. He fields, throws to first in time for the second out. The runners do advance, each into scoring position. But Plasencia is retired on the 5-3. As we go back to the top for Max Wagner, the leadoff man for Aberdeen.
That's a really good point, though, from Gary. I mean, the Mets really had some lean years when they moved from Shea to Citi Field. And it was Harvey coming up that really spearheaded the turn to that trip to the 2015 World Series.
First pitch, swing and a miss. Of course, Harvey started the 2013 All-Star game at Citi Field.
That was quite the scene. That was really cool.
It was really that 2013 year when he was just masterful. A one. Fouled straight back.
And like you, I'm one of those guys that it's really cool to say that you got to see him pitch
in his
in person.
And in person,
prime.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Wagner behind 0-2 with two gone, two on. Corneli deals. Fastball high. One ball and two strikes. Cyclones right back at it tomorrow. Quick turnaround for this Brooklyn squad. 2 p.m. first pitch against the Ironbirds in game 5 of 6 before the two teams get going in the finale on Sunday. 1-2. Misses down and away 2-2. Of course, this series could potentially be up for grabs. If tonight's result holds, we would be tied at 2 apiece, Brooklyn having taken the first two, and Aberdeen responding with wins in each of the previous two nights. Again, should the result hold. 2-2, rocketed to left field, but right at Palmer, who makes the catch, barely having to move to retire the side. So no runs on a hit, no errors, two left as we head to the bottom of the seventh on Coney Island. 10-3 Aberdeen on the Cyclone Radio Network.
Hey Cyclones fans, be sure to join us at Maimonides Park for our Thursday night meal deal, where you can get dinner and a show for only $20. This package includes a field box ticket as well as our Thursday night meal deal. Take your pick of a hamburger, hot dog, or chicken tenders, in addition to a bag of chips and a fountain drink. Please visit our team website, brooklyncyclones.com, or call 718-37-BKLYN for additional information.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Hi, this is Chris Newell from Clarkston, Michigan, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Bottom of the seventh from historic Coney Island, Maimonides Park, where the Aberdeen Ironbirds have a 10-3 lead on the Brooklyn Cyclones here as we approach the closing stages of this Friday night ball game. With Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowitz. Thanks so much for being with us. Back to the top of the Cyclone order. First, Alex Ramirez in the first pitch of the bottom of the seventh. is a fastball hit in the air to right field, not very deep. Playable for Beavers, about two steps back, reaches up to make the one-handed catch. And there's one away, so one pitch, one out in the top half of this seventh inning. From the Aberdeen reliever Long, Ryan Long on for his second inning of work now. Former 17th round pick by the Baltimore organization back in the 2021 MLB draft. First pitch on the way to Parada, a long pause mid-leg kick, and now he deals and clips Parada. Kevin doesn't like that one. Not sure if it actually did make contact. It looked like it was a mere centimeters away from grazing the shoulder of Parada, who is not pleased, to say the least. Oh, towards the helmet even.
Yeah, it was right by his chin. Long trying to get a little too fancy with the pause in his delivery and nearly hit Parada in the noggin.
1-0, Kevin taking. Breaking ball down and away. It's 2-0. It was Parada who got Brooklyn on the board with a deep solo shot to left field. Two-oh. Smacks this one foul on the right-handed side, up over the concourse and landing in the parking lot. Sounds like it might have clipped the car. Check your windshields if you're here at Maimonides Park. Parada angling that bat towards the ground as he normally does. 2-1. Checks his swing and did not go. So it's three balls and one strike to the former Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket. Kevin, one of the most decorated prospects in the Mets organization. A career-high three hits Tuesday. 3-1. Hits this one to left field. That's dropping quickly, but it's just foul. Boy, something about Kevin Parada hitting balls to left field here on Coney Island. He's got that great pole side power, but it almost seems so effortless. Some action brewing, or beginning to brew at least, in the Brooklyn bullpen. Payoff on the way to Parada. Foul tip held, strike three. Kevin down on strikes for the third time today. So outside of that solo shot, three strikeouts tonight for the catcher. And there are two gone now for William Lugo. Bases empty, 10-3 Aberdeen with two away in the home seventh. Another long pause from Long, the pitch. Lugo out in front on the 77-mile-per-hour bending breaking ball. And it's no balls and one strike to the Brooklyn shortstop. A one pitch misses down and away for ball one. So two straight breaking balls to start the at-bat from Long. And it's 1-1. Cyclone shutout for the first time this year last night. Lugo whiffs on a 1-1 offering, and it's 1-2. Although there is not a goose egg up on the scoreboard tonight, still not enough offense to match what this Ironbird team has brought to the table. The 1-2. Misses down and away, and it's two balls and two strikes. Everyone in their normal spots defensively. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch chopped back foul. And it remains 2-2. Decent crowd on hand tonight on Cinco de Mayo. Part of La Copa de la Diversión. The Cyclones sporting the alternate Los Jefes jerseys tonight. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses just outside. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, bases empty. We're in the bottom of the seventh. The Cyclones down by seven. Here's a 3-2. Fouled away, right-hand side.
And great to see the Mets get off the schneid tonight. 1-0 win over Colorado. Former Cyclone Brandon Nimmo bringing in the only run with a homer.
Payoff pitch. Lugo smacks it on the left side. Off one hop, the third baseman Wagner over to first. Good pick by Costas to get Lugo in time. A 1-2-3 for Long in the home seventh as we move to inning number 8 Aberdeen 10, Brooklyn 3 on the Cyclone Radio Network.
Start your weekend off right at Maimonides Park for Drinks on Us every Friday during the regular season. With this special offer, you'll receive a field box ticket in addition to two 24-ounce domestic beers or seltzers for just $20. Drink credit will appear as loaded ticket. You will need to scan your ticket at point of sale to claim your drinks. Please visit brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN for more information and to purchase tickets.
Hey, Cyclones fans, had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Well, we haven't seen Trey McLaughlin in a while, 14 days to be exact, but he does come in out of this Brooklyn bullpen on to pitch the top of the eighth. His team down 10-3, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. We move to the business end of this ball game. Aberdeen feels like they've already taken care of business. They have a 7-run lead. Trey McLaughlin on for the first time since April the 20th. Earned the win against Wilmington here at Maimonides Park. And his first pitch back has Jackson Holliday tied into a pretzel. It is 0-1. Holliday, Beavers, Ardoin, 2-3 and 4 due up for Aberdeen in the inning. The 0-1 bouncing before the plate. And it's one ball and one strike. McLaughlin, fifth appearance, 1-0 mark, a 1.17 ERA, 9 hits in 7 and 2 thirds, 2 walks and 9 strikeouts, the 1-1. It's a fastball high, 2-1. McLaughlin, in that game against Wilmington, gave up a run on 4 hits in 2 2/3. Walked 2 and struck out a season-high 5. Outside ball 3 to Jackson Holliday. Final line for Joshua Cornelli. Goes 3 1/3 innings, giving the Cyclones some much-needed length after their starter was chased after 2/3. A 3-1 high ball 4. So after getting Holliday to swing through the first offering, Holliday takes the next 4 to work himself on base yet again with a walk. Fourth time he's been aboard tonight. Sends up Dylan Beavers, 1-for-3 with a single and a walk. Also has an RBI and a couple runs scored. Fly to center his last time up. Righty fires, and that pitch just off the inner half. Count 1-0. Cornelli, 3 hits, 1 run. A walk, 5 strikeouts. Did throw a wild pitch and hit a batter. 52 pitches, 34 strikes. 1-0. And Beavers drops to a knee. Can't hit the off speed. It is 1-1. McLaughlin, Justin Guerrera's college teammate at Fairfield University in Connecticut. 1-1. High 2-1. So not only did McLaughlin and Guerrera play together now at single-A St. Lucie, high-A Brooklyn at Fairfield University, but they were playing together, travel ball together back in the day in the Nutmeg State. 2-1. Inside and low down by the shoot tops of Beavers. It's 3 balls and 1 strike. It's got to be such a cool feeling to watch not only yourself develop, but your friend continue to play together into the professional ranks. The 3-1 hits the inner half. A strike 3-2 now on Beavers. 16th round pick of the Mets. In 2021, McLaughlin was. Finished the season last year with the Cyclones. Runner goes, payoff pitch, pulled on the ground, foul. A couple inches wide of the first base pillow. And it stays a full count on Dylan Beavers. Bottom of the 9 o'clock hour in the East. Hope you're having a good Cinco de Mayo wherever you may be. Aberdeen a 10-3 lead. Seven of Aberdeen's 10 runs scored in the first two innings tonight, including five in the top half of the first. Here's the payoff pitch, and Beavers fouls it off his back ankle. And he'll try and walk it off outside of the batter's box. And a painful night for both sides. So we'll do it again at 3-2. As you mentioned, series continues tomorrow. Yoander Suarez will make the start for Brooklyn. Alex Pham, as far as we know, no relation to Tommy with the Mets, will get the ball for Aberdeen, the payoff pitch. And another one fouled out of play. Off towards the rooftop. Next pitch will be the ninth of the at-bat. And then Sunday, another 2 o'clock start. Tyler Stewart against Cooper Chandler. Covered starting at 1:45 Eastern time. Gates open at 1. The payoff pitch. Runner goes again. Swing and a miss, they say. Parada lost it on the transfer. Not a foul ball. So Beavers strikes out. Holiday steals second base. And Aberdeen with a man in scoring position and one out for Silas Ardoin. And for Holiday, that is fourth stolen base with the Ironbirds. And the fifth stolen bag for Aberdeen tonight. Ardoin has reached three times, single, double, and walk. Struck out looking his last trip. And McLaughlin paints the outer half. It's 0-1. Aberdeen, 10 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They have stranded six. Brooklyn, 3 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. They have left 6 as well. 1-0. Fastball. Cross at the letters for a strike. And it's 1-1. Actually, rather, it is 0-2. On the Aberdeen backstop. Righty fires, and Ardoin fouls it off the catcher, Parada. Four goes back behind the dish, 1-2. Then it's second, one out in the top of the eighth. Aberdeen a 10-3 lead. Max Costas a big blow in the first, hitting a grand slam. Brooklyn with a pair of home runs in the fourth. A solo shot by Parada. A two-run clout by Eastep. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Off speed, down and away. Back-to-back strikeouts for McLaughlin after the walk to Holiday. Two out now in the eighth inning for Frederick Bencosme.
It's got to feel good for McLaughlin, someone who hasn't taken the mound in going on really 2 weeks. And he strikes out for two of the first three batters he sees of his outing. I'm sure he'd love nothing more than to make that three right now.
First pitch to Bencosme, fouled away to the left. Count 0-1. Bencosme was part of the Aberdeen team that knocked off Brooklyn in the North Division Championship last year in the South Atlantic League postseason. One of the Orioles' top 30 prospects, ranked number 29 by Baseball America. Just 20 years old. Won't turn 21 till December. He takes up and away. It is one ball and one strike. Cosme, 59 games at Delmarva, hit .336 last year before joining Aberdeen for the final dozen games of last season. A 1-1, pulled on the ground towards the first base dugout, 1-2. He's not a guy who was signed for big money out of his native Dominican Republic. Signed for just $10,000 late in the 2020 signing period as an 18-year-old. And a guy with really good bat-to-ball skills, good strike zone control. And we saw him leg out a bunt base hit in his first at-bat tonight. Good speed, too. The 1-2 struck him out swinging. Welcome back, Trey McLaughlin. issued a walk to Jackson Holiday, then strikes out the next three hitters, swinging to end the eighth. No runs, no hits, one man left. 7.5 complete. 10-3 Aberdeen over Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
For every home game during the 2023 season, the Brooklyn Cyclones will select a manager of the day, presented by American Dream Mall. Children between the ages of 5 and 14 are eligible to enter. Selected winners will get the chance to join the Cyclones manager for the lineup card exchange before a home game at Maimonides Park. Beyond that, winners will receive a signed copy of the lineup card and be featured on Cyclone social media accounts as the manager of the day. Be sure to register today at BrooklynCyclones.com.
Come on out to Maimonides Park, where kids eat free on Wednesdays. For every Wednesday night game during the 2023 season, the first 500 kids age 14 and under that enter the ballpark will receive a voucher for Kids Eat Free. These vouchers can be redeemed at any concession stand through the ballpark for a hot dog and chips and a soft drink. For more info, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Brooklyn trailing Aberdeen 10-3. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowitz with you on the Cyclones radio network. Hefes, Brooklyn playing as on this Copa de la Diversión Friday night. And the first pitch, fastball from Ryan Long, waved at and missed by Consuegra. It is 0-1. Consuegra 0-2. Worked a walk tonight, popped up to second his last time in the fifth. Long creates another swing and a miss, changeup disappearing down. And the count is 0-2. Righty fires. Consuegra takes high, it's a ball and two strikes. Hard to believe that today, May the 5th, 2023, marking the 40th anniversary. 1-2 pitch. And Consuegra, a hard line drive down in the left for a base hit. Picking it up on a hop is Bologna. 101 mile an hour single to left for Stanley Consuegra. And Brooklyn, a leadoff base hit to begin the home eighth inning. Brings up Jalen Palmer. Infield base hit, stranded at third his last time in the sixth. But this day, 40 years ago, the Mets called up for the first time a young outfielder by the name of Darryl Strawberry. First pitch to Palmer out in front. Pulled his head out, swinging a miss. It's 0-1. Mets lost to the Astros 4-3 on May the 4th, 1983. They were 7.5 back of Philadelphia. And then Mets general manager Frank Cashin made the call to bring up the team's top prospect, the 0-1. Ball, strike outside corner, 0-2. That top prospect, none other than Darryl Strawberry. The number one overall pick in 1980. He's compared to Ted Williams out of high school. Talk about lofty comparisons. Palmer takes high. It's one ball and two strikes.
That's almost unfair.
Very unfair. And, no, Strawberry had a great career of his own. One more World Series than Ted Williams ever did.
That he did.
A 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Another strikeout for Ryan Long. That is number six on the night for him. One away in the bottom of the eighth. Chase Estep 1-4-3 tonight. Two-run home run to right in the fourth. Struck out his last time. That was back in the sixth. But Strawberry, during batting practice, his first day in the big leagues, was greeted to a surprise as Estep takes a called strike. It's 0-1. His mom, Ruby, was sitting in a box seat at Shea Stadium. Had no idea, Darryl did, that his mom would be there Darryl was talking the other day to MLB Network, the 0-1. Off the plate away, it is 1-1, talking about how he was starting his minor league career at good old Hunter Wright Stadium in Kingsport, Tennessee. And he said he used to call his mom every night because he wanted to come home. The 1-1. He step off the end of the bat to third. Fielded there on a second for one. Back to first. Not in time. Great hustle by E-Step to leg it out and avoid an inning-ending double play. 5-6. You score that one with the shift on the left-handed batter at the plate. Runner at first, two out for Omar De Los Santos. Struck out twice and walked. His mom said, no, you made this decision because you wanted to play baseball. You're going to have to figure it out. Well, Darryl certainly did. Got off to a slow start from his debut through July 31st at 83. His time called. Nardwuan out to the mound. Strawberry at 215. 12 homers, 40 RBIs. People were questioning his work ethic at that time. Strawberry said it was mid-June, and then hitting and first base coach Jim Frey made plans for Darryl to take early BP. Strawberry was supposed to get to the field at 1. Didn't show up until 2 hours later. And apparently, Frey approached him and said, I'm never going to wait for you again. There's a strike on the outer half to De Los Santos. It's 0-1. And he said, you want to be great at this level, play at this level? You have to be at this park early every day. And so Darryl did. As De Los Santos waves and misses 0-2. Worked on his hitting and defense. Frey showed him how to do things right. And when Frey was sick and before he passed in 2020, Darryl talked about how he made sure to call him when he was ill to tell him thank you. The 0-2 pitch up and away, 1-2. Thank you. Because one, Frey told him he was talented enough to play at the big league level. And also to tell him that he made him the best major league player that he could be by getting in his face and telling him, if I want to be great at doing this, I need it to work no matter how much talent I have. It's off the end of the bat to short. Tough play for Holiday. Quick transfer off balance. Throw in time to get the fleet of foot De Los Santos and retire the side. But who knows where the 1986 Mets and Darryl Strawberry would have been if not for Jim Frey getting in his face on a June afternoon in Flushing, Queens. We head to the ninth inning, 10-3 Aberdeen on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Sundays with the Cyclones make the most fun ballpark in America even more fun. Kids get free ice cream and an opportunity to run the bases after the game. There are great giveaways, character appearances, bounce house fun in the backyard, and so much more. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-37-BKLYN. For all the Sunday Fundy information you need.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Have you ever wanted the chance to be behind the mic for that big home run call? Well, now you can. Throughout the 2023 season, kids age 7 through 14 will be selected for a chance to be the Cyclones Kidcaster of the game. This exclusive experience includes 4 tickets to that Sunday's game, a prize pack from Dave & Buster's, and the chance to join the Cyclones radio team and call the game in the bottom of the third inning. To enter and find additional information, please visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Hi, this is Jace Beck from Tuttle, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
New pitcher in the game for Brooklyn, our score Aberdeen 10, and the Cyclones 3. As we enter the top of the ninth from Maimonides Park alongside Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowicz. That new pitcher, Daniel Juarez, who has been one of the more reliable names out of the Brooklyn bullpen. A 2-0 record with a save, has not permitted a run on 3 hits, 3 walks, 12 Ks across his 7 outings, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Try and keep this a 7-run game as we enter the ninth inning. Baloney, Costas, Valdez, lefty, righty, and then a switch hitter. And the left-hander fires a strike at the knees to Baloney. It is 0-1. Isaac has struck out 3 times, but singled and was stranded at third in the 7th. Juarez works from the first base side of the mound, the 0-1. It's the outside corner with a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. It is 0-2. Juarez coming into play today has not allowed an earned run in his entire Cyclones career, stretching 11 2/3 innings. The wind, the 0-2, just off the outside corner. Nice job by Belloni to lay off. It is 1-2. Final line for Trey McLaughlin tonight. Nice return for him to the Brooklyn bullpen. Being out of commission the last 2 weeks. One scoreless inning. No hits, a walk, three punchouts. The 1-2 down and in. It is two balls and two strikes. 13 strikeouts tonight for Brooklyn pitching. 14 for Aberdeen. Two-two. Belloni, a high fly ball into right. Consuegra waiting on it. Coming in a few steps now, drifting in and to his right with a little hop in his step, makes the catch for the first out of the ninth inning. One away brings up Max Costas. Hit a grand slam to left in the first. Since then has walked and been hit by a pitch. Also popped up to second earlier tonight, 1-4-2. As we were mentioning earlier, 2 o'clock starts tomorrow and Sunday. Have some great promotions coming up throughout the course of the weekend. As Costas takes low, it's 1-0. Someone getting serenaded to the sounds of Happy Birthday as Costas a drive in the left. Waiting now, coming in Palmer. And right above the Jefe's word mark makes the catch at his chest for the second out.
Should be very interesting to see, Justin, how this Brooklyn team responds tomorrow and Sunday. You think about the narrative of each of the last two nights. It's been all Aberdeen outside of a couple of instances when Brooklyn put up a three spot in the bottom of the fourth tonight. So their backs up against the wall and a series victory up for grabs this weekend.
Luis Valdez from the right-hand side, side of the plate, he homered last night. Takes outside for ball one. You see King Henry leading the chorus of Happy Birthday with a crowd of fans along the third base line. A 1-0. At the letters, a called strike, 1-1. Tomorrow, everybody runs the bases. Military Appreciation Night, baseball you can drink. And the first 1,500 fans, excuse me, we'll get a Brooklyn winter beanie. 1-1. Foul towards the third base dugout. And the count 1-2. And then on Sunday, Jewish Heritage Day. Kids run the bases with the Jewish Heritage package. You get a special cap. Our Sunday brunch on the rooftop. And the first 1,000 fans get a Brooklyn cross body bag. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Elevated fastball at 91. Make that now 21 straight outings for Juarez without allowing an earned run dating back to June the 22nd of last year with single A St. Lucie. To the bottom of the ninth, Brooklyn needs 7 to tie, 8 to walk it off. Gil Guerrera and Ramirez do up on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Optimum's fast 5-gig fiber internet helps Simone Suarez go farther, faster. With 99.9% reliability and speeds more than twice as fast as Verizon and Frontier, she can become a sports sensation. And with whole home Wi-Fi coverage, Simone can show off her soccer skills from any room in the house. Get Optimum Fiber for as low as $30 a month and go farther with everything you do.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Hi, this is Trey McLaughlin from Shelton, Connecticut, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
last licks for the Cyclones. Down 7, 10-3, bottom of the ninth, and a new pitcher on the game to try to finish up the job for Aberdeen. It's the right-hander Dan Hemmer on to get 8-9-1 in this Brooklyn batting order in the home ninth.
Thank you, Johnny. Ryan Long's day is done. Dan Hemmer on to try and finish off Aberdeen's second straight win. Mateo Gil, Justin Guerrera, Alex Ramirez. Three scheduled to bat. Gil, 2-for-3 tonight with a pair of two base hits. And fouls the first pitch fastball back. It is 0-1. Hemmer, 13th round pick of the Orioles in 2019 out of Pittsburgh. Ended up at Pittsburgh despite going to Father Judge High School on the other end of the state in Philadelphia. The 0-1. High it is, 1-1. Hemmer, a 3.38 ERA. This is sixth appearance. Five walks, 11 strikeouts, has allowed five hits. Righties 1-1. And Gil off the end of the bat towards second. Backing up on it is Plasencia. And a step or two onto the outfield turf makes the play for the first out of the ninth inning. Brings up Justin Guerrera, 0-for-3 with three strikeouts tonight. Final line for Ryan Long. Four shutout innings, three hits, no walks, six Ks. Did hit a batter. 63 pitches, 41 strikes tonight. Likely the pitcher of record on the winning side. As the starter didn't go long enough to qualify, Guerrera can't connect on the high cheese. It is 0-1. 10-10 in the East. Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you. And Guerrera laid on 95. It is 0-2. Hemmer, one of the few to pitch for Aberdeen as a short season affiliate and a high A affiliate. The 0-2, cut on and miss, got him, strike three. Chase the high fastball. And Hemmer with a strikeout his first tonight. And the Ironbirds one out away from victory. Back to the top of the order in Alex Ramirez. And Hemmer played for Aberdeen in the New York Penn League. Had a 1.29 ERA there. Final season for the Ironbirds, much like the Cyclones, as the short season level. And after the pandemic, joined Aberdeen when they were a high A affiliate. As Ramirez takes a strike, it's 0-1. Righty works from the first base side of the hill, the 0-1. And a breaking ball falls in for a strike, and the Jefes down to their final strike tonight. Reminder, folks, after the final out, win or lose, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at this one. Scores from out of town. A look ahead at tomorrow, the 0-2. Lined off the end of the bat towards the parking lot. And someone might have a souvenir sitting by the front entrance to their car. And they come back after this one concludes. Hemmer ready. The 0-2 pitch, fastball high and inside. Ramirez thought about it, but made a better decision of it. It is 1-2. Ramirez been hit by a pitch tonight, 0-for-3, extending his on-base streak to 16 consecutive games. In the most painful of ways, the 1-2. This a tapper off the end of the lumber, back to the mound. Fielded by Hemmer, jogs to first, overhand toss to first, and this ball game is over. Your final score tonight, the Aberdeen Ironbirds 10. And Los Jefes de Brooklyn, 3. With the win, Aberdeen improving to 9-14. Brooklyn dropping to 8-13 with the loss. And it'll be up to the final two games of this series to determine whether it'll be Aberdeen or Brooklyn who walk out of here with a series victory, or if we'll end with a series split here on Coney Island. Take a break. We come back. We'll have the recap report for you. Aberdeen 10, Brooklyn 3. Back with our final thoughts after these messages on the Cyclones Radio Network and the Valley Live app.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
You're out. Just move on.
Hey, Cyclones fans. Had enough of those fundraisers where you have to sell chocolate bars or magazine subscriptions to raise money for your school, team, charity, or organization? Well, now you can use Cyclones tickets as a fundraiser instead. Simply select a game in April, May, or June and contact a Cyclones representative by texting or calling 718-37-BKLYN. From there, we'll set you up with the ability to sell Cyclones tickets through a unique custom link. You decide how much you want to sell your tickets for. For more info, please visit our team website at www.brooklyncyclones.com.
Hi, this is Justin Guerrero from Watertown, Connecticut, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Back here on Coney Island, the unhappy recap tonight as Aberdeen, with five in the first, two in the second, never looked back. And went on to defeat Brooklyn tonight by a final of 10-3. Welcome into the recap report. Justin Rock alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. A tough one tonight as Aberdeen explodes offensively for the second straight day. And Johnny, for Aberdeen, they wasted no time getting on the scoreboard early and often.
Wasted no time, to say the least, Justin, as the Ironbirds take down the Cyclones tonight, 10-3, the final. Let's find out how exactly we got there. It started in the top of the first when the Ironbirds pounced and pounced early. Max Wagner led off the game with a walk. Jackson Holliday a single. That put the first two men on. Then even though Cam Foster struck out the very next batter, Dylan Beavers, there were still two on with only one gone, Silas Ardoin. An RBI single to plate the first run of the game. That would be far from the only scoring the first inning saw, though. Following the Ardoin RBI single, you then had a Frederick Bencosme single to reach safely. And even after Foster retired Isaac Baloney on a strikeout, his second punch out of the inning, to make it a much more manageable two-out bases-loaded scenario, well, Max Costa stepped up. It was already a 2-0 lead. And he took Foster deep. A grand slam at that point. Or pardon me, should say it was only 1-0 at that point. But the grand slam, all told, made it a 5-0 ball game. That was good enough to chase Cam Foster out of the ball game. So Foster's outing was short-lived. He lasted only 2/3, 4 hits, 5 runs, all of them earned, and 2 strikeouts to a walk. After that, Manny Rodriguez came in, and for Rodriguez, well, it didn't fare all too much better, because then in the top of the second, after a one-out walk was issued and then a balk was called to put Jackson Holliday on second base, that meant all Dylan Beavers needed to do was record a base hit to continue to pad that lead. He did just that. So a Beavers RBI single plated Holliday to make it 6-0. One batter later, an Ardoin RBI double plated Beavers to make it 7-0. So the Ironbird bats, you get the theme here early, were out in full force. No scoring on either side in the third. In the fourth, Aberdeen kept things moving in the right direction. First two men of the inning were retired, but from there things took a turn for the worse. After a Jackson Holliday two-out single, a Dylan Beavers walk, a Silas Ardoin walk, that loaded the bases, brought up Frederick Bencosme. With two gone, the bases juiced. It was a 2-RBI single off the bat of Bencosme, who, if you remember from earlier, had already singled and scored up until that point. So all told, make it 9-0 Aberdeen now, and the Cyclones really in need of a response. They did get that response, though, in the bottom of the fourth. Thus far, 0-1. Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board. It's 9-1. Second homer of the season for the catcher, and he left no doubt about that one. So Parada giving Brooklyn its first run of the night, a solo home run. Didn't have too much of an impact as far as the outcome was concerned. 9-1, the score at that point. Brooklyn was not done yet, though, in the frame, because a little bit later on in the inning, after a Stanley Consuegra walk was issued, Chase Estep followed suit after what Parada had just done. Estep planted a ball beyond the right field wall for a two-run home run to make it, okay, now you say 9-3, maybe a little bit more manageable, but the Cyclone bats were really just hushed the rest of the way. Aberdeen would plate one more in the top of the fifth as well, after Luis Valdez walked, stole a base, advanced on an error, scored on a wild pitch, and as Justin mentioned earlier on the broadcast, it was the second time in this series that Valdez made his way around the base paths to score due to, let's call it, some unconventional ways and some hefty base running and some heads-up base running at that. So that made it 10-3. No scoring the rest of the way on either side from the sixth through the ninth. So once again, the final, Aberdeen 10, Brooklyn 3. The Ironbirds 10 runs on 10 hits and no errors. Brooklyn 3 runs on 7 hits and 1 error. So Long gets the win for Aberdeen. Cam Foster tagged with the loss, who drops to 0-3 on the season. Again, Foster only two-thirds of an inning. He started this game, gave up 5 runs, all earned, including that Costas Grand Slam, who, mind you, now has 3 home runs over the past 2 games for Aberdeen. So Justin, Max Costas, definitely a name worth keeping an ear out for if you're a Cyclone fan tuning into the final 2 games of this series this weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
That is for sure. Another one of those guys you wonder how in the world he went undrafted. The Orioles very happy to have the Baltimore City kid be a part of their franchise, as he has been a big part of what the Ironbirds have been doing the last 2 days. By the way, that Parada home run, our play of the game, brought to you by Howe's Potato Chips, New York made, Brooklyn born. Howe's Potato Chips, the official potato chip of the Brooklyn Cyclones. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboards tonight before we say our final goodbye. Hudson Valley beats Wilmington in walk-off fashion. A wild pitch bringing in the game's winning run, 3-2. It was Greenville over Asheville, 10-9 in 10 innings tonight. Hickory doubles up Jersey Shore, 6-3. It was Rome over Bowling Green, 3-1, and they are still playing bottom of the seventh in North Carolina. Winston-Salem, a 5-3 advantage on Greensboro. West Cath, a solo home run, his third of the year for the Dash. Mets affiliate scoreboard tonight. Mets getting off the Schneid. They beat the Rockies at 1-0. Brandon Nimmo, a solo home run for the game's only run, his third of the year. Kodai Senga, 6 shutout innings. He, Drew Smith, David Robertson, Adam Ottavino combining on the 5-hit shutout for New York. Triple-A Syracuse rallying from behind by 5 runs in the 7th inning to tie the game and force extras. They are in the bottom of the 10th, tied at 7. DJ Stewart, Jalen Davis, Danny Mendick have all homered tonight. Ronnie Mauricio, 3-for-5 with a triple and 2 RBIs in that ballgame. Double-A Binghamton falling on the road to the Somerset Patriots, 2-0 tonight. Mike Vassell, 6 innings of shutout, 1-hit ball, struck out 7, did the former Cyclone. And Single-A St. Lucie falling at home tonight to the Jupiter Hammerheads, 5-4. Eduardo Salazar and Yuri Martinez each hitting their first home run of the season. Major League Baseball on this Friday night. Cubs beat the Marlins 4-1. Blue Jays blank the Pirates 4-0. White Sox over the Reds from Cincinnati 5-4. Rays best the Yankees 5-4. Red Sox 5 and the Phillies 3. Twins shut out the Guardians 2-0. Bottom of the ninth in Atlanta, the Orioles leading the Braves 9-4. It is the A's 9 and the Royals 3. Bottom of the sixth in Kansas City. Top of the seventh in St. Louis. It's the Tigers leading the Cardinals 4-3. Bottom two in Anaheim. Angels and Rangers scoreless. Tyler Anderson against Dane Dunning. 1-0 Nationals leading the Diamondbacks. Top of the second in Arizona. Josiah Gray against Merrill Kelly. Padres trailing the Dodgers 1-0. Top two in San Diego. Clayton Kershaw against Yu Darvish. Mariners hosting the Astros. That'll start at 10-10. Luis Castillo against Christian Javier. And the Brewers will battle the Giants at 10-15. Corbin Burns against Sean Manaea. Our series will continue tomorrow afternoon. Our coverage gets on the airwaves at 1:45 Eastern Time. Gates open at 1 o'clock, 2 p.m. first pitch. Yoander Suarez will make the start for the Clones. 0-1 with a 6.55 ERA. He'll go against the right-hander Alex Pham. 0-1 with a 3.38 earned run average. First 1,500 fans through the gates tomorrow will receive a Brooklyn Winter beanie. It's also Military Appreciation Night. Everyone runs the bases after the game. And baseball you can drink, beer, wine, seltzer, soft drinks, and more for 2 hours starting 30 minutes prior to scheduled first pitch. To buy that promo pack and to get your tickets, call the box office or log on to BrooklynCyclones.com. That'll do it for us tonight. Again, your final tally, Aberdeen 10 and Brooklyn 3 for our entire ownership group. Our vice president, Stephen Cohen, our general manager, Kevin Mahoney, our assistant general manager, Billy Harner, our entire cast of characters here at Maimonides Park on Coney Island, including my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowitz. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Coney Island. We're again your final, Aberdeen 10 and Brooklyn 3. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow afternoon for some matinee baseball. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Cinco de Mayo, everybody. So long from Brooklyn.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.